Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Syndicated and vindicated. In 2001, our three-year contract with WNEW was ending, and we started negotiating a new deal. Clear Channel Communications came in with another offer for us to have our own morning show on Q104.3 to go up against Howard Stern. Whether we beat Howard Stern or not was inconsequential. Oh, I didn't realize the show started. I'm so sorry. I was just in the middle of reading Anthony Cumia's book, Permanently Suspended. And I didn't realize it was time for me to start the show. I'm just going to put this to the side. And it's time for the best show to begin. Hey, what's up, everybody? Best show. It's me, Tom, the host of tonight's installment. And we've got a fun show for you tonight. Look out, man. A good one, Jack. Phone number 201-332-3484. And this is live, Best Show. This is live. I'm not messing around. This is live, Best Show. Right? You know how we do it. Right? You know how we do it. It's live, Best Show. That's right. And when it's a live, Best Show, it's time for the majesty. That is the best show, and this is part of the majesty when we play the music from Cosmos. You know that I'm not messing around, because when it all comes down to it, we are all just star stuff. Right? We're all just star stuff. We're all just star stuff. I mean, seriously, man, though, if you think about it, if the universe is a calendar, we're only 1 minute and 1 hour of it. I prefer Seth MacFarlane's Cosmos, where he says, remember the time that Big Bang happened? It was like, right? Where he's like, then the Big Bang Theory happened. Remember that it was, reminded me of the time that Kip from Night Ranger went, Night Rider, not Night Ranger. Remember the time that Kip from Night Rider joined Night Ranger? Michael, I'm not going to sing Sister Christian tonight. Oh, let me write for Family Guy, and then I can run the Writers Guild of America if I play my cards right. Someone said to me, every writer's contract and fortune is in the hands of a Family Guy writer, and they are not wrong, because that's where we are right now. But this is not that kind of show. This is the kind of show where we just try to have a good old time and make people laugh a little bit and forget about their problems for a little bit and have fun. That's what we do on The Best Show, and that's what we're going to do tonight. Sit back, relax, and realize that tonight we have in studio our old friend Brett Davis is here. Our old friend Brett Davis is going to be here, and our new friend Sally Burtnick is going to be here. And they do a show together, and we're going to hear all about it. And we're going to talk to them about other stuff, and then we're going to get into even more stuff. And I'm going to rebrand callers all night long, and I'm going to talk to you about whatever you want to talk about. The number is 201-332-3484. There's only one way to get in on the action, and that's to call that number, and it is Best Show time. So let's do it!
I want to take this time, and I mean this sincerely, this comes from me and everybody involved, but I want to thank everybody for supporting the movie Grandma's Boy.
Yeah! Screw you! You are Our teacher teachers have stalled us.
Have there been any talks about you returning for a third film in the series? And if you do, will you be cutting Tom Sharpling from that movie too?
What they didn't know was that the diarrhea that I thought I had well under control was not equal to the strain of my gallant mission. Thank God for dark brown trousers.
Here's something you may not know about me. I haven't paid for a drink in over 4 years.
Hi, I'm Jonah Ray. Check your scruples at the door, because this is Drink for Free on the Freeloader's Guide to Easy Living.
Here's something you may not know about me. I haven't paid for a drink in over 4 years.
Here's something you may not know about me. I haven't paid for a drink in over 4 years.
That means nothing! That means nothing!
No, your podcast is not my podcast. Your podcast is your podcast. My podcast is my podcast.
I'm singing.
Pressure pushing down on me, pressing down on you. No man has fall under pressure that burns a building down, splits a family in two, puts people on streets. It's the terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, let me out. Pray tomorrow gets me higher. Da-da-dip. Mm-mm. Da-da-da-ba-ba. Okay. Chipping around. Keep my brains on the floor. These are the days it never rains, but it pours.
It's the terror of knowing what this world is about. Some good friends screaming, let me out.
Tomorrow gets me higher.
I did it all for the nookie. Come on, the nookie. Come on, so you can take that cookie and stick it up your
ear.
Hi, I'm Chuck Woolery, and I'm here to talk to you about catheters. Let me tell you why.
Here's something you may not know about me. I haven't paid for a drink in over 4 years.
Come on, baby, home, baby, come on, home, attaboy, let's go, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the WWE's favorite band in the whole world, Limp Bizkit!
Success or failure, we all need our own personal survival kit to see us through. For me, it's feeding the ducks with my three grandchildren, making chill-out music compilations. I own hundreds of chill-out CDs, and I've even made one of my own, Kane.
I was fired.
Screw you! You're fired!
I was fired. I was fired. I was fired. I was fired.
We've got a really great show for you tonight. Toots and the Maytals are here.
We belong dead.
Everybody, hey, it's Bezio. My name's Tom. I'm the host of tonight's installment. And we've got a great show for you tonight. So let's let it begin. What did we just hear? Who did we just hear? Just heard our friend Mike Kroll. K-R-O-L. And that's from his new album called Power Chords, which is on Merge Records, came out this year. And we heard Left for Dead. That's a good song. You like that album, Pat? You like that album? Is it the best thing Mike's done? You think it's the best thing he's done? You do think it? I think so, too. I do. I think he figured he's hit a rhythm. He's always been great. Now he's hit a new plateau, new peak. He's not plateaued. He's peaking. He's not even peaking yet. Who knows where the peak is? But he's improving himself and outdoing himself. And tonight he is in Flagstaff, Arizona. So hurry on out. And who is also on the bill with him? Is that Swearin? Are they playing with him? Oh, yes. All right. Okay. Super fan over there. Right? Jeez. Anything else you want? How much, what time's Doors? Right? What time is Door? I'm kidding. I ask him a thing and he tells me the thing and then I put him down. It's bad. It's a bad habit. But we heard Mike Kroll from his great album Power Chords on Merge. Can't beat it, man. That dude's top notch. So, as we was saying, tonight we're going to have our friend Brett Davis in studio. He's the host of, he was the host of a thing called the Podcast for Laundry, but that ended. He ended that a month or so ago, which was after a few years. He put that on ice, and he still has a cable show called The Special. So that's exciting. And then a new friend. That's Brett's an old friend. And then we have a new friend coming in, Sally Bartnick. And we'll find out what her deal is. Trust me, this is going to be... I'm worried about that one. I think it's going to be a... Hey, who's out there? Is Mike out there tonight? No Mike. Yikes. Can somebody make sure that Sally knows the language restrictions on the show? Can somebody read her the language restrictions sheet and get her to sign the code of conduct? Very exciting. And we're also going to do a thing where we brand callers. We rebrand callers. Last week, the best show ended with a very exciting call from a guy who called. He was as generic as the day is long. His name was like Kevin from Kansas City, whatever it was. Look, nice enough guy. But we gotta get some action going in here. So we rebranded him as Vape in Touchdown City. And I'm done with these boring callers. I gotta spruce you guys up. I'm gonna give you all new names. So you call up. If you call up and you call up, either ask to get a rebranding, or I'll give it to you. And that's what you call up as now. That the new name we give you. And maybe we can talk about the angriest 50 angriest of all time list. We were working on that. It's going to be an ongoing project. We can revisit that for a little bit. Who's good here, Pat? So we got Dudio's here. He's here tonight. Not nuts about that, but really not nuts about that. Then that I'm not nuts about. These are the three elements. One, the clever acknowledgement. Hey, not nuts about it. I say I'm not nuts about it. Then I get a laugh. Didn't like that either. Then there's just like the, oh, it's all fun laugh. And I really didn't like that one. And that's the passive aggressive laugh I'm hearing now. The stop busting my chops. But I'm a good sport. Laugh. Can't win here, huh? And if you think I'm being mean to you guys, just imagine what it's like in my head. You don't think I'm doing this to myself for the other 6 days and 21 hours of the week? So anywho, who's good here? Oh, who's good here, Pat? A charger for what? The thing? I don't. Is it out there? We charged it out there. Thank you. Looking for the charger for the vape. Because I vape now. Pretty cool. Might be some vape triloquism going on. Oh, Best Show, hi.
Hi, this is Skip from D.C.
Skip from D.C. What's up, Skip?
Not too much. I had two for the topic.
But first of all, let me say something, Skip. I like the energy.
Thank you.
But before you get to your thing, what's going on in D.C. tonight, Skip?
Not too much. I put my kids to bed. And
how many kids you got? How many kids? Three?
I have two kids.
Two. What are we talking? How, four and six?
Four and two.
Four and two.
Yes.
Wake the four-year-old up. Get the four-year-old
up. Four-year-old up?
No, I'm kidding.
Tom, not even for you would I wake the four-year-old up.
Wake the two-year-old up, then.
That, my wife's giving me a dirty look. I think that's a no.
Man, just do it. No, don't do it. I'm kidding. So tell me, Skip, you got your two kids.
Yes.
You got you're married in D.C. and it's all working out. And you got your photo, your Christmas card. You take your photo on the steps of the Discord house, and you wear a little Santa hat, right?
You're more or less in the ballpark, yeah.
Yeah, you send that around as your Christmas card.
Yep.
So, to what do I owe the pleasure of this call? What do you have? A couple things for the topic?
I had two for the angriest people list.
All right. Who do you have?
Somebody had called in a couple weeks ago with Bobby Knight, and you had nixed that one.
I reject
one.
That. It's too much. It's too on the nose.
But I think that Bobby Knight doesn't qualify because he would sort of boil over and have these sort of cathartic moments. And I'm more interested in people who are on sort of a constant low boil.
Yeah, you get it, Skip.
And so I was thinking that Mike Krzyzewski would be one.
Mike Krzyzewski, the coach of Duke.
Yes.
Who I have a clip of, which is one of my all-time favorite clips. Oh, Lord, if I could find this clip. Please let me find this clip. It's one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life. Do you know the clip I'm talking about?
Skip. No, I don't. I can't wait.
It's a fun thing. One of his players ran off the court during a game, and the reporter was like, why did Bobby Hurley run off the court? And he basically, the class act that this coach is, said that the player had diarrhea. And he said that on national television. Like, why would you say that? Why would you humiliate a child?
There's any number of other things you could say.
Yes. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Could just say, I don't know.
A child was working for you for free.
Yes, a child was working for free, raising millions of dollars for you get paid millions. The university. Yep. So here's that.
Well, he came up to me and says, Coach, I got diarrhea.
Yeah. It's horrifying. Imagine that. You're playing for this team. Well, he came up to me and said, Coach, I got diarrhea. Sick. It's a sick world, Skip.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you put Coach K. That's one to think on, I'm going to say. I'm going to put that here.
Okay.
Coach K.
And then the other one, also from the world of basketball, is Ron Artest.
I refuse that one. I reject that one out of hand. I say Ron Artest is not angry. Ron Artest is one of my favorites, and his anger is not a thing I would consider an issue at all. He was an interesting, exciting player. Any luck?
I'm looking for it. I remember it being in here.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it over here?
Jason almost got one of the other ones for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you say, I reject Ron Artest as one of the angriest people. I don't think he's angry. I don't think so. Looking for, you know who would be a good one? Greg Gethard. Like Greg Gethard.
Oh, yeah. He's got that seething energy, yeah, sort of.
Exactly. His younger brother is a star. Right?
Yeah.
What do you do with that? I ain't got no younger brother. Imagine if I had a younger brother and he was huge.
Yeah, that's something you carry with you all the time. You can't shake.
I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine what I would do with that.
Yeah. Well, he channels it in some dark ways.
Yeah. Demented.
Yeah.
He's demented. God love him. God love him.
Yeah.
Right? But Greg Gethard.
Oh, I think he belongs on the list.
Oh, he's got to go on the list, yeah, Greg Gethard. Because I'm looking at some of the people on the list. So far we got Van Morrison, for example, 31. Gallagher at 9. Evel Knievel, 2. Who do we got? Connor O'Malley, comedian Connor O'Malley at 3. The Winnebago Man at 10. Klaus Kinski at 11, Sean Penn at 41, Alec Baldwin at 6, Red from the Tube Bar Prank Phone Calls at 4, Meatloaf at 33, Norman Mailer at 50, James Woods at 49, Jake Taffer is at 22. I got to move him up. Jake Taffer has to go. You're going to make people sick. You're going to serve them meat like this. You want people getting sick? Shut it down! Shut it down! Shut this place down! And then that heart-to-heart talk he always has. You know, you and your wife have sunk so much money into this business. Is this the kind of thing you want to keep sinking money into it and lose money and have your kids not be able to go to college? No, yeah. I don't want that, Mr. Taffer. You're right, Mr. Taffer.
Solve these deep family problems in 20 minutes. Yeah, 20 minutes. Kind of half paying attention.
Yeah, half paying attention. Guy is fighting 5 different diseases at once: alcoholism, overspending, deep-seated family issues and stuff. And this guy rolls in and brings in a new jukebox. And suddenly that's supposed to fix the family's problems. A new jukebox.
Yeah, and your place is now called the penalty box.
Yeah, exactly. Turn around. On the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. What? Penalty box. It's really going to be the name of this place? The penalty box. Because you guys are near a minor league hockey team. And you get people can come in here and watch the minor league hockey games. It's like, well, first of all, these games aren't sold out. They could go to the hockey game for $15 and watch that and drink beer. Actually cheaper there at the minor league hockey game. And then you always hear that like 6 weeks later, they always change the name back.
I'd be interested to have one of those bars be in my neighborhood, just because one of the consequences of being on that show is that your poor hygiene has been revealed to the world.
Like, yeah, some disgusting situation. Like, do you think the producers come through and bring in like a tray of like hamburger meat that they leave out because they're just like, we got to make this place look pretty disgusting.
Freezer doors left open.
Yeah, freezer door left open. Just let's put some open hamburger meat in a tub in this meat locker that's completely exposed and wide open for any disease. And here comes Taffer. You're gonna serve this? I gotta love him though. What do you think the chances are, Skip? You're in Washington D.C., which is the home of what? Politics.
Yes.
Politics, right?
Yes.
What do you think the chances are that before it's all said and done, John Taffer is a part of the current administration?
Oh, I think that's a very good bet. Because I think that he would sort of try to pitch his turning around of things as sort of, now it's time for me to turn around the government type thing.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that nothing he's ever done suggests he could even do the things he says he's already done.
Yes. No, he would take over the government, right? Rename America. He'd rename America the end zone. Right? Everyone in America, turn around on the count of three. Everybody turns around, and America is now called the end zone.
Yes.
And then in 6 weeks, America would go out of business.
Well, yeah, he would bring in some, like, flat-screen TVs that he would then take away.
He always takes them away. You read about that show online. He takes the stuff away. Stuff gets pulled.
Yeah.
He adds in a jukebox. He takes that with him.
He'd do, like, a new Hoover Dam, but then take it away.
Yeah, oh, that's exactly it. He would rebuild the infrastructure, and it would turn out that it was just like AstroTurf, like carpeting laid over, and he'd roll it back up as soon as nobody's looking. He'd roll up like the rivets on a bridge. You smoker? You smoker, Skip?
No, I have a cold.
You got a cold?
Yes.
You getting that taken care of? Get that from the kids?
Yeah, a little NyQuil, a little DayQuil.
A little germ machine.
Riding it out.
NyQuil and DayQuil, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Playing both sides of the coin, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Which is when do you make the switch?
Generally right before bed, so like...
Yeah.
About 9:30, 10 o'clock.
So you go to that. What do you got? Both orange.
I got it's orange in the morning, orange in the afternoon,
green,
and then blue green at night.
Blue green at night, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Keep that stuff
that
away.
High.
Hey, keep that stuff away from your kids. I hope.
I mean, yes.
Yeah, good. So, quiz. I'm quizzing you, making sure you. I'll send Dyfus over there.
Yeah, I'm not above a little melatonin, but I think NyQuil's probably a bridge too far.
Good. Yeah, let's keep the NyQuil away from your 4-year-old and your 2-year-old. All right, Skip. You're a good guy. You call back anytime you want.
All right.
I am, I said, I'm not myself. I'm not dead and I'm not for sale. Hold me closer, closer, hold me close. Let me be, just let me be. You like that song, Dudio? You don't know who that is. It's Stone Temple Pilots. All right. Did you guys order pizza? No? You did. You get the good stuff? Mike's not here, so you got the good stuff, huh? Do you get any apps? You get some mozzarella sticks? You should ask what Brett wants. Brett has very particular taste in food. He's a bit of a foodie. And we're going to find out more about this Brett Davis. It's very exciting. He very thrilled to find out about the late, great Podcast for Laundry, which he stopped production of a month and a half ago. And... put that one to bed, and we'll find out about what it was like to end that show. Best show, hi.
Hey, this is Ethan in West Philly.
Ethan in West Philly. What's up in West Philly tonight, Ethan?
Oh, it's good. I can't wait for basketball season.
Yeah, yeah. I'm kidding. Well, what are you excited about? What are you excited about?
Sixers, baby.
How
we're
good
taking
you,
it
how,
all the way this year.
No,
Tom.
They're not. They're just not, though.
We're taking it to the...
First of all, we. Can you stop saying we? Can you have a little bit of dignity and not say we? Is that possible for a sports fan to not say mm-hmm. we? That makes... Nothing is... Nothing... It makes you sound like you're a little boy wearing a uniform saying, like,
do you think they would think I'm a player on the team?
You're not. Stop it. Don't say we. You watch them play. The difference between you and them is you can eat like a jumbo pretzel and dip it into melted cheese during the first quarter of the game. They can't. They're running up and down the court.
They have to wait till after the game for that Philly pretzel.
Yeah, for that you're Philly. Right. You're right. So don't say we. We're not taking it all the way this year.
They're taking it all the way.
There you go. Doesn't it feel a little better? Maybe it feels a little more detached, but you have a little more dignity.
I feel like an adult.
You feel like an adult now. And look, I'm not trying to take your childhood away. I'm not George Lucas trying to take your childhood away. How vulnerable are people's childhoods on that one? Right?
You actually asked me if I was 13 before because I said Jacob's Ladder came out before I was born.
Uh-huh. And what? How did that go?
It's like every time I call in, I get to keep my childhood intact.
Remember that Michael Jackson song? Have you seen my childhood? Remember that one?
One of the creepier ones, I think.
Have you seen my childhood? Yikes. Some on-the-nose stuff going on right there, huh? Right?
Yeah, I guess
can we be more on the nose with that? Have you seen
Are your guests
childhood?
In studio yet?
What's that?
Are your guests in studio yet?
They're not in studio yet. Why? Do you have something to ask them?
Well, I saw an interesting tweet from Sally Bertnick about Betty Boop.
Uh-huh.
That there was a picture from a Betty Boop fan site.
Yeah.
That it says Betty Boop's birthday cake only has 14 candles, which indicates that Betty is 13.
Well, that's upsetting.
And then it says, In an interview, Max Fleischer stated that Betty Boop was officially, and then it cuts off. So I had to go to this fandom website to see what he would say.
Yeah.
And it ends up, he stated officially that she is 16.
Okay.
Which is not much better. I was confused as to why.
It's not much better. It's better, but it's not much better.
He could have said she was 20 or.
Yeah. Yeah, he could have said anything. She's not real. He could have said literally anything.
Have you ever seen this Bimbo's Initiation?
Hold on, I'm listening to the song Childhood by Michael Jackson.
Many of our world's problems today are a result of the fact that children have had their childhood stolen from them.
That's right,
the
man.
Magic, the wonder, the mystery, and the innocence of a child's heart are the seeds of creativity that will heal the world. I really believe that.
I do want to say a thing, though. It's like, look, everybody loves kids, right? They're mm-hmm. great. But do we really have to say that the kids have all the answers? They don't. They're kids. Why do we give control of everything to kids? Kids have all the wisdom in the world. No, they don't.
Yeah.
They're kids. They're awesome. But let's not say they have all the answers and all the wisdom. A kid will eat a magic marker if you leave him alone. Is that wisdom?
They make us eat ice cream for breakfast if they could.
Yeah. I tell you, man, that is one thing kids got to figure it out on, snacks, right?
Have you ever eaten ice cream for breakfast?
Yeah, of course I have.
I berated a friend of mine once for doing it around me.
Why? What are you? What are you, Jack LaLanne? Your fitness?
I thought it was inappropriate.
Why?
It was in my house.
Why would it be what would be an appropriate breakfast? Pancakes? Is that appropriate?
Yes.
Pancakes, these blobs of dough covered in syrup and butter? Right? That's appropriate. That's not much healthier.
Would you order ice cream at a Denny's for breakfast?
No, I wouldn't. But you said, have I ever eaten it in the morning? Of course I have.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to go order it out. There's other things.
It's inappropriate.
It's because I don't want it out at that point. There's other things I'd rather eat.
Like what? Pancakes?
Like anything. I really wouldn't want to go to a place in the morning and order ice cream. I just would not be in the mood for that. Have I woken up and had it at home? Yeah, I have. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Sorry. I'm not matching up to your standard. What are you? What are you? A cop with this stuff? The food police? Trying to make me feel bad every once in a while? Like likes ice cream?
Well, what flavor was it?
It was whatever flavor was in the freezer. Is whatever flavor it was. Not like I'm going to go, oh, I'm in the mood for ice cream and look and go like, oh, mint chocolate chip, yuck. No, I don't care. It's ice cream.
I respect that.
Oh, now you respect it.
You can eat whatever you want.
Of course, I never said I couldn't, and you can eat whatever you want. I don't go around telling you what to have. What's that?
You convinced me.
Oh, convince you. You're not much backbone over there, huh? Not a whole lot of backbone over there. not a whole lot of Philly backbone.
That's a Michael Jackson song.
That's the Philly way.
It made me melt, you know.
Nah, you got some Philly. You got some Philly spinelessness in you. Some good old fashioned Philly spinelessness.
Are you still doing the angry people?
Sure. Why? Who do you want to put on the list?
Louis Black.
No, he's not going on the list. That's a comedy routine.
It's a performative thing.
Yeah, I'm not putting that on.
He's
angry for profit.
Gamer guys? Those gamers?
Yeah,
that
I know exactly. Is there a specific one you want to put on the list?
They rage quit.
You don't have a specific one. It's okay. It's okay.
No, I don't. Didn't somebody just do like pizza bosses
I said no.
You're not doing like the generalized.
No, I'm not. It's not a list of the 50 general angriest types.
What about me when someone tries to eat ice cream for breakfast?
Well, that should be on the list. You, who I didn't know you existed until 4 minutes ago. By all means, let's put you on the top 50 of all time. That's that Philly hubris you got right there. You got one part Philly spinelessness, one part Philly sports delusion, and one part Philly hubris.
100% Philly.
Here's my impression of a person from Philadelphia. The Eagles, season starts, football team, Eagles win one game. We're going to the Super Bowl this year. We're going to the Super Bowl. It's early September. We're going to the Super Bowl. This is a year. I told you, we're going to the Super Bowl this year. The Philadelphia 76ers start playing the season. They go 0-1, and then they win their second game. They're 1-1. We're going to the finals this year. We're taking it all this year. Look at it. See? You can't stop us this year. Look at it. It's proof right there. We beat the Atlanta Hawks by 3 at home. But I love you, Philly. I love you, Philly. It's a great city. There's so many good things come from Philly. Rocky 2, Rocky 3. Well, I'm going to get there. Rocky 4, Rocky 5, Rocky Balboa, Creed 2, Kurt Vile, Dead Milkman. Silk Breeze Records, Wawa, Perry Shall, Hack. Hack was from Philly. Remember Hack?
Hack?
The cab driver, that TV show about a cab driver. It's Always Sunny.
Peanut Chews.
Peanut Chews.
It's Always Sunny. You know what they call that? Alt-right Seinfeld. Do you know that's what it's referred to?
It's what?
Alt-right Seinfeld. It's like if Seinfeld was written by Proud Boys.
Oh, no.
Yeah. If you went to the writer's room for Sunny, it would be filled. It's 70%. Their idea of diversity is that it's got Proud Boys from different chapters of the organization, of the drinking club. All right, buddy. Thank you. Great guy. Great guy. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Mike in Nashville.
Mike in Nashville. What's up in Nashville tonight, Mike?
Nashville.
Right, okay. Oh, yes, Nashville. Gotcha. Copy that.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to start talking in crew lingo. Copy that.
I just got my wisdom teeth taken out today.
Oh, no. How'd that feel?
I didn't feel a thing, but it still kind of hurts right now, but I'm doing all right.
I'm sure it hurts. Well, I hope you're okay, buddy.
I'm all good. Yeah, thank you. They put me in like a separate room to like wake up from the anesthetic, and half consciously I pulled out my phone and put on Venus in Furs by the Velvet Underground.
You played it where? Oh, on your phone?
Yeah, in the doctor's offices. I'm like waking up from the anesthetic. I thought that was pretty
great. That's a great one to wake up to.
Oh yeah, that was very weird.
Yeah. That song can make me. Yeah. That song makes me seasick without any sort of enhancement.
Yes, it's very shifty and very, you know.
So what's up with you? What's up with you, Chief?
Not much. I start school in a week.
Now, what grade are you in? What grade are you in? You going to high school for the first time? Is this what you're doing?
No, I'm going to my. I took a gap year. Moved down here, and then I'm starting community college this year.
Community college. I get it. I did it.
Yes, sir.
You'll get where you're
moving now. I mean.
Yeah. Look, it's the best type of college. Let me ask you this. What type of college would you rather go to? The kind where you hang out with people and live on campus and make friendships, or the kind where they tell you that the cafeteria is closing at 4 p.m. and they want you out of the building?
I'm going to go with the latter on that one.
Yes. Good choice. What kind of school would you rather go to? The kind where there's a whole kind of collective unity between the students, and they share their life experiences 7 days a week and do different activities and make all sorts of unique friendships, or the kind where you drive to school every day and you maybe say hi to someone as you're walking through the parking lot?
Again, I think I'm going to go with the latter.
Okay, good. Then I think walking through, I'm not going to do that. You might be a community college student. No. The best thing about community college, I've said it before, I'll say it again. You go there, you take your seat, someone walks in, you're not sure if it's another student, if it's a teacher, or if it's a custodian. You're not sure what's going on. And the only way to tell the difference is if they walk down a row and sit next to you, they're a student. If they sit at the desk at the front of the class, they're a teacher. If they pick up the garbage can and take it back out into the hall and dump it into a larger garbage can, they are the custodian.
Well, I'm very excited for that little bit of mystery every morning.
You're gonna be great, seriously. Because you know what? I'll tell you this, and I'm being straight with you. I went to community college. They worked so hard to weed out these floaters. And the people that weren't taking it seriously, a lot of the teachers were just like, I'm going to make this class really hard. Well, maybe I'm actually stupid. I don't know. Maybe they weren't hard at all, and I'm just really dumb. I thought it was hard.
I'm sure they were very hard classes.
Oh, yeah. Let's say they were very hard. Well, look, it's going to be great. You have a great time. What's the name of the school?
Nashville State Community College.
And they are the home of the what? What's the team? The Fighting... The Fighting River Rats. The Fighting Musics. In the when there was a basketball league called the ABA, which is a competitor to the NBA, there was a team, I believe, was there a Nashville team or a Memphis team? They were called the Sounds. I think it might have been Memphis.
It sounds, I mean, we've got the Nashville Sounds as a minor league baseball team.
True, true. I can't remember which one it was. Well, if only we could find out. Maybe you can write a book report on it. All right, buddy. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Mike? 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 Who's doing that? Who's doing that impression? Oh, Mike's going to be mad when he hears that one on the playback.
Hey, you know, I really didn't appreciate the impression of me.
Let me just say this. Mike has this thing, all kidding aside. This guy at apmike.bandcamp.com. He recorded a song called Mike on Broadway. It's 10 minutes long. It's him really kind of pouring his heart out. It's truly heartfelt and truly amazing. I'm very impressed by him, and it is available for sale at apmike.bandcamp.com. It's worth tracking down and getting other things there. Sure, some of the stuff there is pure garbage, the headshot, the calendar, which he even sold out of them. He made so much money on that calendar. Unbelievable. But check the song out. It's legitimately great. Let's see what I got here. I gotta start branding some of these callers. Some of these callers are snoozes. Which guests are here, Pat? Brett and Sally are both here. How do you think I should space this out? Give Brett 3 minutes, Sally 3 minutes, the 2 minutes. They can share two and throw them both out. Does that work? Eight minute appearance? No. Let's bring Brett in for a minute. Let's reward Brett for his loyalty to the best show. Still not sold on Sally yet. Not that I'm anti-Sally. I'm just pro-Brett. And Brett knows it. Here he comes. It's Brett Davis.
Hello.
Let me turn your mic up.
Hello.
Hi, Brett.
How's it going?
Good, good. Have a seat, my friend. What's going on?
We're having a ball outside.
You're having a good time out there?
There's no mic.
There's no mic, so you're having fun with no mic? Does he really kind of bring everybody down?
He's just, the times I've been here, he's always shushing and like giving kind of dirty looks.
Sure. He takes it serious. He doesn't do the thing that like Ross on, remember when Ross was like, guys, and he.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember when he moved in with Chandler and Joey?
Mm-hmm.
And because he was between places, because he had to give his place up because of Emily, because he was moving to live with Emily, who after he mistakenly said Rachel during the vows at the wedding in London, she said she would come and live in New York, but they were going to live uptown, like two subway stops away from where they were. But in the interim, he had to give his place up because Emily didn't want to be anywhere where Rachel might have touched any of the things. So Ross is giving his things away. And then he is moving in temporarily with Chandler and Joey. And he had all his boxes there, first of all. And then they turned it into a fun fort, and they could all play with that. But then whenever they try to play, like, foosball, he'd be like, guys. And he would do this thing where one hand he would do, like, a little mouth and lower with the other hand and do a smirk. And they did not like it. Is that what Mike does?
Yeah, strong Ross energy.
Yeah.
Coming off of Mike.
Mike does have some strong Ross energy.
He also does that, like, bup-bup with his hands.
That was a Joey thing, wasn't it? No, that was a Monica and Ross thing.
Yeah.
From their childhood.
Mm-hmm. And I think he doesn't know that we know what it means.
Yeah. Well, he's a huge Friends fan.
Mm-hmm.
Mike is. Now, who are you in this thing? I picture you're more like a Chandler crossed with a Phoebe, I would say.
Okay.
What would you think of that, Dudio? Brett's kind of like a Chandler crossed with a Phoebe. Maybe with a sprinkling of... No, not Monica. No, yes, Monica, because the organizational skills. Yes.
Well, thank you. Yeah, what are the elements of Chandler and Phoebe?
Phoebe is clever and dances to the beat of her own drum.
Mm-hmm.
Chandler is funny and self-aware.
Yeah.
And self-deprecating.
This is actually like an on-point reading.
Yeah. Why do you think I'm saying it? And then we sprinkle a little bit of Monica because you're a self-starter. You got organizational skills.
Yeah.
I'll do this for everybody all night.
Ooh,
I will literally change the whole point of the show right now to I will tell you which Friends you are by 3 degrees. First, second, and third. I will, like, there are 3 tiers of friendship.
Are we including side characters? Like Richard?
No, we're not doing Richard. We're not going to do Charlie. We're not going to do Frank Jr. or Frank Jr. Jr. or Chandler, the baby, who we never really meet because one of the triplets is named Chandler.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we don't meet that kid. That would be the good, that would be the reboot of Friends, is all the kids. Ben, the triplets, Emma.
That was going to be...
That's 5 kids right there, I just named. And then whoever Monica and Chandler adopted, that's a 6th kid.
That was going to be the spinoff of Frasier. It was going to be about his kid, and he's like working in social media.
Yuck. Could you imagine with Kelsey Grammer would have been on it as dad? Then he would have been the dad on it?
I'm sure he would have like found a way into his son's wacky new world.
Well, when I was doing it at Edmonton Radio, when I was in Seattle doing radio, we didn't have to do public... Oh, good Lord! Oh, good Lord!
Oh, good Lord.
That is... Would you say in the history of whatever we call it, YouTube clips, in the history of YouTube clips, Kelsey Grammer falling off that stage, top 3.
Humongous.
Right?
Humongous.
Maybe number 1.
And the improv clip, which has disappeared from the internet.
I think he scrubs that one.
That is also at least in the top 10.
Oh, good Lord.
I can't not think. I think about it a fair amount.
So just.
It's so just. He was doing the most Kelsey Grammer thing you could do, which was talking about, I was an ambassador at...
UN interpreter.
UN interpreter for
It's a small world.
It's a small world. The small world, I was a UN interpreter, and I was, oh, good Lord! Because the stage was shaped like the United States, and he fell off of,
which
like...
Which is trouble.
Which is like, such a weird... It's like, yeah, you were asking for someone to finally fall off that thing because he was... Because he fell off of, like... Between Louisiana and Texas, I think, like, he fell off of, like, that part of the U.S.
And then he does not take it like a champ.
Oh.
He just seethes.
Oh.
I apologize. Here we go. We have to hear it now.
Oh, no, wait, no, is this it? Is this just the whole thing, or is this just, oh, good Lord, this does me no good? Yeah, see, that's just the fall. I want the whole clip. And whenever you look on YouTube for this thing, Kelsey Grammer, I'm always shocked by how few views it has for what it should have 80 billion views.
I mean, I feel like that's the thing that's been uploaded and redistributed. And
I mean, but it should, every one of them, whoever, I should be able to post it. If I posted it, like, just straight up stole the clip,
mm-hmm.
posted it, by tomorrow it should have 3 billion views, my new posting of it.
I think you'd find a new audience.
Trip through It's a Small World, pretending I was a UN interpreter.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh. He's falling. He actually fell off Texas and New Mexico. He fell off the other side of Texas. Guy, if a guy knew his geography, if he knew his U.S. states, he's such an expert on everything there, he would have known about the Gulf of Mexico.
There was some
trip through It's a Small World, pretending I was a UN interpreter.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, yeah, apologize.
I think I'm... Wow, that was really, really bad. Trip through It's a Small World, pretending I was a UN interpreter.
Oh, good Lord.
A sound designer could not create that sound funnier than it is.
What it reminds me of a bit is, have you seen the Richard Belzer Hulk Hogan clip?
Oh, when he chokes him out on the, it was Hulk Hogan and, yeah, with, when they were promoting, the movie.
Yeah, it's Hulk Hogan and Mr. T.
Yeah.
He puts him in like a bear hug or something and then
he just lets him drop.
Yeah. And he breaks, like,
his head hits the concrete of the studio floor.
There's like a lot of blood, but he pops back up, and he's just fine.
Yeah, that was back when wrestlers took real offense to people saying it was fake.
Mm-hmm.
There was also the guy, the wrestler on like 2020, who like does
Dr.
that
D.
What was his name?
Dr. D. David Schultz.
Yeah, where he did that like hand cup thing and swats. What's his face on the ear? The guy who was always like, come on, is organic vegetables, are they really any better for you? I did some Michael, Scott. Michael Scott.
That's right, yeah.
Michael Scott was his name. No, it was Michael Musto. That's Michael
the
Musto.
Village Voice guy,
well, it's Michael, who is it, Pat? Who's that? Oh.
The 2020 guy.
I'm out. All right. And there's the sarcastic laugh because someone else messed up on the show. This is how it goes. Hey, Pat, what's the thing? What's that? The hurtful Michael Ear. I'm going to search it. Michael Ear Wrestling. 2020, Dr. D, David Schultz.
It's enough keywords.
Should be. John Stossel. There was no Michael at all in it.
Yeah.
The UL, E-L.
He seems like a guy that deserves like a slap in the face.
No, I'm going to say it couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Yeah.
Are we sure about seatbelts in cars? I mean, we check the statistics on this. It's always just like things like that would just be like, are we sure we want children to read books? Like, just like things that are obviously good that he would run some counter study on, allegedly. Yeah, but that was another good one when Richard Belzer ate the studio floor on that. Oh, you got it? It's dead. You got to be kidding me.
I literally cannot get it stuck in a check atomizer mode.
All right.
This is two Vape King videos on it.
The vape thing, I've used it two times. It was $100 more.
Yeah.
And we took the batteries out of it to protect it.
Yes. It only worked.
One of you guys is playing with it off hours and is broke. One of you guys broke it.
But I am going to get you a vape that works.
No. One of you guys broke it. I'm going to shut my eyes and I want someone, you could disguise your voice and just admit who broke the my vape. No, you don't say your name, Pat. All right, get out. All of you out.
This was the second vape, right?
Second one. No. I'm in $200 now on these things. I've used it 3 times on the air and once in a live show, a hit live show. Sold out two shows. Yeah, man. Two of those shows sold out at the Murmur Theater, 700 seats a pop, 1,400 sold out. Yeah, it's early show, late show.
I'm
that's right. Yeah. But, yeah. And other people do shows. Oh, Nick Cave did one show there. But I guess that means we are twice as popular as Nick Cave.
I think so. Yeah.
No, that's not true. So, Brett Davis.
Yeah.
You ended the podcast for Laundry after 3.5 years.
Yeah, I noticed
you've
been saying that. I didn't end the podcast for long. You were recently on it, and you said I ended it months ago. You had recently done the show in the past few weeks.
When was that?
Within the past few weeks. We put it out last Wednesday.
So you re-released the episode I did?
No, this was a new episode that you were on.
Like when you say new, what do you do, new intro and outro on? Like, hey, here's a classic podcast for Laundry.
No, this was a full hour we spent together. Just chatting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check my iCal on that.
Because I actually ended my public access show that was running for many years.
Yes. So the public access show was called this Podcast for Laundry.
No. That was called The Special Without Brett Davis.
But you were not on that. You were on the Podcast for Laundry.
I know it's a confusing name. The Without
you can't
was more
end
of a...
Because I could say I ended Big Bang Theory earlier this year.
No, I was part of the special, and then I'm also part of the podcast for two separate things.
So you're a part of, to get this straight.
Yes.
And I'm not joking, I'm not playing games anymore.
We'll figure it out.
What you're telling me, you had 3 shows. Podcast for Laundry, which was a cable show.
It was a podcast on the Forever Dog podcast network. Yes.
You had that show.
I do actively have it.
You had
new episodes.
Big Bang
are still
Theory.
That you mentioned.
And you had.
You mentioned
the
that apropos of nothing. Okay. I have not been involved in that show.
So the special. When is the next one? 4th of July?
No, that's just on ice for good, I believe.
So it's on ice for good. So it's not a seasonal thing anymore.
No, it was actually a weekly show we did.
Because there's always a holiday. Right.
I mean, we would take a holiday off here and there, but it was pretty much.
But when you did the special, so it would be like you do Arbor Day. Like this is the Arbor Day tribute.
No, the special was just the name of every weekly show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's not very special though.
Well, that was
you're doing it every week.
That was part of the that's in the elevator pitch of the show is that every week we try to make it special.
Oh, okay. So then you stopped, you ran out of things to talk about in terms of, because I mean, there is only so much you can talk about with Laundry.
Yes. Well, no, actually, we stopped doing the show. The podcast still exists in its current form. We still talk about Laundry.
So now you had what's his face on the Laundry thing? Home Alone Man?
Okay. This is, all right, we're introducing a third thing. So I want to make sure the first
fourth
two parts,
thing. Fourth.
The Big Bang Theory, what you brought up. I'm not part of that.
Well, look. Admittedly, it wasn't very good in the final 2 seasons. I could understand why you'd want to distance yourself from it.
I didn't see it. I don't want to.
I mean, if you're gonna take the paycheck, you gotta own it.
I didn't. There's a podcast called
Who
podcast
were you on
Laundry.
That now? Which one of those nerds were you? Sheldon.
I was Sheldon. Yeah.
I mean, that was a pretty popular character. I don't know why you'd run from it, but hey, man, that's Hollywood. I don't have a handle on any of that stuff.
I just felt like we had done everything we could with the character.
So, but okay.
This is a separate thing that we're talking about.
Sure. So here, just stripping it all away, here are the facts.
Mm-hmm.
You have a podcast.
Yeah.
And it's you and Home Alone Man doing what?
The Home Alone Man, Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
That is a separate... Uh-huh. thing. I was doing a live show. I know these are all confusing.
So you've
titles.
Done a live show with Home Alone Man Macaulay Culkin.
I had never done it. I had actually done it with Sally Berner.
So you've only done one installment of this show.
We had done actually many installments. We did the first one in 2010. We had done.
Oh, well, this makes no sense then.
Okay.
So it's called what?
We did a show called the Macaulay Culkin Show, which is a show at Shea Stadium, which is not the, the baseball
stadium. Wait. If I'm getting this straight, Home Alone man Macaulay Culkin and you did a what, a baseball show?
No, I did a live comedy show with Sally Bertnick. It was called the Macaulay Culkin Show. He had no involvement in it. It was at a DIY venue.
She's a baseball fan also?
No, this was at a venue called Shea Stadium. It had nothing to do with
baseball. Oh, no, we all know. Well, I mean, they have other things than baseball. They would have, the Billy Joel played there. So many different things.
This was named after the baseball stadium. It was after the stadium had been demolished, I think, when they started a new DIY venue called Shea Stadium, where we broke the Macaulay Culkin Show. It had nothing to do with
minor
Macaulay
league
Culkin.
Baseball.
It was just a music venue. It was on a second floor.
I don't know if I would call Shea Stadium a music venue. I mean, they host music events.
The baseball stadium, which was demolished.
Paul McCartney played there once.
I'm sure he did, but this is a separate venue.
Okay, so to get this straight, project number one, Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
Project number two, you and Home Alone Man talking about baseball with Sally Bertnick.
He was never a part of it.
Okay.
I feel like you're queuing up
for But his name was in it.
It was named after him. I feel like you're queuing up a story.
Why is that? Why would his name be in it if he was? That sounds like actionable.
It was actionable. So it was an ironic thing that we've recently had him on the show. But I don't want to.
You sure that's ironic?
You know, I don't even think it was meant to be ironic. I think it was just a...
Because, I mean, irony is a pretty specific thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know. Like, for the example, this guy, Mr. Play It Safe, right? You know, like, there's a guy, Mr. Play It Safe. He's afraid to fly.
Yeah.
You know. And then he packs his suitcase, and he finally gets on the plane, and then the plane goes down. He's like, well, isn't that nice? Right?
Yeah.
That's ironic.
That's ironic. This was not so much of an ironic. It was just
or like
a
an old man. If like an old man turned 98 and then won the lottery.
Yeah, I understand.
And then he drops dead the next day.
Yeah, I understand the concept of irony. I'm not saying it was necessarily.
So you had Home Alone Man. So it was ironic that you had his name in the thing.
It was just a
misnomer. That's the kind of irony. That's irony along the levels of like if I stole your credit card and used it around town, and ran up a huge credit card bill. I would go, it's irony.
I'm not calling it irony, but that would be the brand of irony. It is.
Sure. Well, isn't that ironic?
Yeah.
Don't you think? That's a little too ironic.
Long story short, we had
so you had Home Alone Man. Home Alone Man finally comes on the show. What, to get his credit card back?
We never stole his identity or anything.
Okay.
We just had
promote, put his name.
Yes.
So what was the show billed as? Brett Davis and Sally Bertnick live.
It was billed as the Macaulay Culkin Show for the time we ran it.
So your name was never in it.
My name was beneath the title. As just
now, why
sort
would
of
that
a,
be? Why would you put his bigger than yours?
We don't know why we
now, who can
it.
Beat who up in comedy? This is something I've been meaning to ask.
Okay,
who do you think I could beat up? Do you think I could beat up Nick Naney?
I think it would be a tough fight for both of you.
Yeah,
I feel like you have an extra. Announcing
extra
aggression.
Gear. I mean, extra gear.
Yeah.
That's
I feel
what I
like
thought,
he would throw in the towel.
That's what I thought, too.
Sooner rather than later.
Crazy beat strong.
Thank you. No, but I could also, this is how I would take him. Pop him right in the nose, show him his own blood. He'd freak out and then just a boom, bada boop, bada boom. Then he's down.
Okay.
Right? He wouldn't even know what happened. Then he'd be eating AstroTurf like over at Shea Stadium.
I don't think you could take Connor O'Malley. I think he would.
Oh, I could take him. I could outsmart him. I would get him to fall into like a trap or something.
He
picture him like he'd step on it. He'd be like,
I mean, if there's booby traps,
and then he like would rope around his like calf and like pull him upside down, and he'd scream himself out. I would just let him scream himself
Endor
out.
That you're having this fight.
It's me and my Ewok friends are fighting Connor O'Malley. You know, we're fighting the New York comedy scene. Sal Volcano. I could not beat him up.
He seems like a tough guy.
I think he seems like he's got some strong punches.
But like also, he seems like a sweetheart, too. So
yeah. I don't know.
Big
J. Okerson, he'd beat me up.
He'd beat you up, yeah.
Luis J. Gomez would murder me.
Yeah, these guys wear
he's like literally an MMA fighter.
Big J. Okerson always got those like fingerless gloves.
He'd crush me. Luis J. Gomez would knock my head right off my shoulders.
Yeah. Great guy. Love him.
Hey, is Sally Burtnick here? Did you prep her on the language restrictions? Did you tell her she can't promote her Instagram?
She said no.
That's fine. You can promote it. Come on in. Now, this is very exciting because we have coming in the studio now. Why don't you take the gray seat and then slide that microphone your way, and there should be a pair of headphones over there for you as well.
Oh, boy.
What's okay. that now?
There's pizza.
There's pizza. You want some pizza? You want to hop out and get a slice?
Should I leave
you
leave
do
the
whatever you want. You yeah. do whatever you want.
Yeah, you got to crawl under the microphone, though.
Okay.
You can do it.
I'll be back, though.
Okay.
Like a dog.
You're going to go out there and...
sit up immediately.
You didn't get... your Home Alone man's not here tonight, is he?
No.
No?
No.
He had to fly back to Hollywood.
Maybe you could sort this out. He's confused about what the show was.
Oh, really? Yeah. I can answer any questions that you have about
my first
Instagram.
Of all, thanks for listening.
Yeah, of course.
While the show was happening four feet away.
I was also just trying to fix your vape for about an hour.
You were? Well, thank you.
Yeah, what happened is that the clown juice has corroded the coil.
Is that really what happened?
I swear to God.
That's so disgusting. So let me... How are we doing level-wise, Pat? Can you just say the alphabet, Sally?
Yeah, A, B, C, D, E, F.
Wait,
can you hear me?
Which one is that? That's mic three?
Yeah.
We're all the way up.
Check,
baby.
Check. What about this guy? Should I try this guy with the windscreen?
Yeah, try this one.
Check. This one I can hear. This is what we're talking about today.
There we go. So we have in the studio. What's up? What's up? The clown juice corroded the.
Yeah, I think we need a new atomizer, but I'm still not sure on that.
What a lovely.
We took it apart. We were getting in.
Oh, no, I appreciate it. I appreciate
it. Yeah.
You know what they say about that? It's like dissecting a vape. A vape. You lose the magic when you dissect a vape.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what's in there.
If you have, they say if you have to flush the clown juice, you're all out of luck.
Who's they?
What was his name? Big Daddy Dane on vapeworld.org. Sorry.
So you were literally watching vape videos trying to figure out. So Big Daddy Dane was trying to help you fix my vape thing.
Yeah.
I can't do any... So what were we supposed to do? Drain the thing every time I used it?
I think it's just a low quality vape.
It was $100.
That's out of control.
How is that a low quality thing?
Maybe it's like planned obsolescence where they like meant it to break on you.
Under 10 times you're supposed to use it?
Yeah.
That's where we're at? It's $10 a pop? What is it, a movie?
Because they know you're addicted to it.
Yeah.
They know you'll do anything for that sweet, sweet clown juice.
Might as well face it, you're addicted to clown juice.
It's a good song.
That'd be great. Imagine that.
We can get that done.
So, Sally Burtnick, where did you grow up?
In New Brunswick, New Jersey.
The Hub City.
The Hub City.
They call it the Hub City. That's the hub between Philadelphia and New York, I guess is why it's called that, right?
I thought that it was like they make hubcaps there.
No, that would not be. That would be called Hubcap City.
Whoops. I really don't think I ever knew that.
You never thought that they called it Hub. You thought they were just abbreviating hubcaps.
Yeah. I honestly did.
That's one of those things that as a kid you just don't think about. You just like made your mind up when you were five that's why it was called that.
Yeah.
And you never adjusted your position on it.
Nope. Right now I've learned something new.
But that's how that is. Like, I remember as a kid, I don't know, and this is what I'm going to say. I don't know if it was me. I don't think it was me. it might have been me, and I know it did. At one point, I remember there was just confusion about the map of the United States because it would have Alaska and Hawaii next to each other,
mm-hmm.
just jammed off to the side.
Yeah.
But then when you look at it logically, it's like they couldn't be further apart.
And they're the same size basically on the map when you look at them like that.
Yeah. When Alaska is 700 times as big as those little Hawaiian islands.
Yeah. No disrespect to the Hawaiian islands.
No, no respect to Fred from Honolulu.
Yeah.
Do you know Fred? You like Fred?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, we've met like once or twice, but I know
who
he is.
That's enough.
That's enough to know.
You get it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I get his whole thing. He wears a shirt. He's got hair.
Well, wearing a shirt is not. He's that guy who wears the shirt.
Yeah, and he's got hair. I mean, come on.
The guy, you know, the guy with hair and the shirt.
Please.
Oh yeah. Oh,
you kidding me?
Yeah.
Him.
Oh, him. Oh,
it's
I know
him.
Who. I
it's Fred from Honolulu. Yeah. Shirt, hair. That's all you need to know.
So now you grew up in New Brunswick,
yeah,
the hub city.
Hubcaps.
Let's think of a young Sally Burdenick saying, I want to go to Thomas Sweets and get smashed Oreos smashed into the ice cream. Right?
I wanted the mango peanut sorbet, but you basically, yeah.
Can they smash in the peanut butter cups?
Can I go to Thomas Sweets, Mommy, Daddy?
Thomas Sweets is a place that Rutgers students go to, Rutgers University, very, very esteemed university.
Also, I'm thinking of this now, when I was 5 years old, for it seems like a year, mm-hmm. I forgot my last name.
You forgot your last name.
Yeah, talking about like kids stuff. I wasn't told that. I had to like, you know, write my first name on my paper.
You just write Sally.
Yeah. And at some point, they were like, what's your last name? And I panicked.
You panicked. You literally
I had no idea.
Wow. Mm.
But so this is Sally.
Sally
no last name. Yeah. Hubcap.
Sally Hubcap.
At Thomas Sweet, begging mommy and daddy for mango sorbet.
Because it was one of those places that Rutgers students would go to where they have ice cream, but then they have this thing where they were like, and I think they invented it. Just the idea of just smashing like cookies, like Oreo cookies they have like this machine behind, it's like a pulverizer where mm-hmm. they scoop the ice cream and then you go like, I'll have a Reese's peanut butter cup in an Oreo. And then they take it and something's like,
right.
And then the ice cream comes out. It's so wet and like mutilated.
It completely changes the texture of the ice cream. Yeah. Now you have like 3/4 melted ice cream.
Yeah. It was like hard. This is like hard ice. This is not soft serve ice cream.
No, this is not soft serve.
These are hard scoops of ice cream. They run it through this machine. It comes out. It is almost liquefied.
You have to throw it away within 2 minutes.
Yeah. They're like, hey, we invented the thing. Yeah. Look, this is what we do to it.
Isn't this amazing?
Yeah, it's just like, I don't think. Maybe I could just have it, but it could be cold still. Can you do the thing you did with it and maybe not have it be a drink?
But everybody else had already done that already. Everybody else figured out that you just got to kind of get a hammer, smash the Heath bar, and sprinkle it on top of your vanilla coconut.
Yes. But they had to have the pulverizer, the machine. Yeah. That takes 5 minutes mm-hmm. also. There's a line. Right. There's a line going down the block.
Huge line out the door. This is a 100 square foot building.
Yes, because that also, for some reason, has decided to sell like fine chocolates also.
And a lot of like teddy bears.
Yes.
They have like, weird, creepy, covered in dust.
Yeah.
Everything is
teddy
covered
bears,
in dust.
Hospital, those mini hospital balloons
they just
on the
sell
little stick.
Stuff from the hospital.
They are, yeah, there's like literal hospital gift shop stuff.
They sell hospital gowns in there.
You know,
it really felt like a hospital gift shop.
It might as well have been. But with a pulverizer in it, which could have been a machine used for surgery or something.
Yeah, because sometimes you have to liquefy the bones.
They just,
you know, when you're crushing them.
We got code red. Get the go bring this person over to Thomas Sweets.
We got to pulverize the clavicle.
Don't bring them to the emergency room.
No.
Bring them right to Thomas Sweets.
Right
put them at the front of the line.
Yeah, we got to pulverize his podellos.
And they got to ask, like, can we cut online? Yeah. Can we cut? Do you mind? This guy's about to die.
And some people are like, no.
Yeah. Well, now we've been waiting online for 20 minutes. I've been waiting for 20 minutes.
I came over from Buddha Bar.
Buddha bar. Yeah. We just came from Stuff Your Face.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
Stuff Your Face is a place that's like four doors over. It's Stromboli.
Yeah. Oh, and it had the worst graphic design. Oh, it's making me sick thinking about the graphic design.
Like a weird cowboy? Is that what it is? Like a cartoon cowboy?
I think
cowboy?
It's like a cowboy, which is like, okay, pizza cowboy? Yeah. Whatever. And then it's this like disgusting faded pastel yellow with background with like bright brown type.
Yes, it's like the place looks like a Tinder box. Yeah. The place is like the most wooden place you've ever been in your entire life. There could be a business called Just Wood and they would have less wood than Stuff Your Face has.
New Brunswick also had a snuff factory. Yeah, but it was like it blew up.
Where was the snuff factory?
It was in, like, became the woods.
Well, I guess at some point, if it blows up and they don't put anything there, it does become the woods.
The woods kind of became
the woods
around
now.
It. I think it was near, like, Franklin Township or something.
So he's driving through, just like, wasn't there, like, a snuff factory over around here?
Yeah, it's and like, then you see, like, just tons of crumbling cinder.
Just with, like, overgrown
trees, the triumph of nature over man playing itself out.
Which is inevitable. That's what's happening to the city of Detroit.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know anything about current events.
There's factories in Detroit that have gone out of business because of the auto industry. And then when they get abandoned, at some point nature rolls in and just overgrows on top of these things. And now there's these buildings that are just covered with nature. And then suddenly deer show up out of, like, it's crazy.
Chaos reigns.
That this is like a major city.
Yeah.
That now has these stretches that are just where nature's very strong, Sally Bernick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It rolls in and you cannot, much like the whale in Moby Dick.
The very whale.
Did you ever read Moby Dick?
No, I don't know how to read.
Oh, no. Well, that's... I think we need to...
I could figure it out.
So you did go to Rutgers then?
I didn't. I just hung out there.
You hung out at Rutgers?
Yeah, which is worse.
Did you go... Where did you go to? Did you go to school?
Yeah.
I went to Middlesex County Community College.
Mm-hmm. Was it good? I went to... when I got a DUI, I had to go there.
Wait, is that...
They teach you how to drive drunk at Middlesex County College.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that actually sounds about right. Yeah. that was one of the classes that one filled up early. I couldn't get in the, just like, yeah, we're filled. That class is filled. All you needed for that school was for a semester was $1,000 and a pencil.
Really? Was it $1,000 for a semester?
I paid my way through it. I could not afford it if it was more than that. It was cheap.
I went to Brookdale Community College.
Boo.
I know.
Excuse me.
It is the nicest community college in New Jersey.
And where is that?
It's in Monmouth County.
Okay.
Tinton Falls.
Mm, very fancy.
Yeah, it was pretty.
I went to the movies today.
You did?
Yeah, there's more.
Okay.
There's more. That's not all I was going to say.
I'm ready.
Get ready. I want you to just sit
waiting
back
with bated
and listen
breath.
To this one.
Okay.
I went to see this movie, Blinded by the Light. Do you know what this is?
Oh.
I saw this movie, Blinded by the Light, today.
Oh, no.
In New Jersey, I saw it. So I saw this, see this movie, and it takes place in, like, 1980. Or, like, it starts in like, it's 87, most of it takes place. And it's in England, some small town in England, and there's this Pakistani family, and they're being, the one kid is just like having a hard time, and he's struggling. The father's got a job. He gets laid off at the automotive plant, and then this other Pakistani kid at school just says, like, he bumps into him in the hall and knocks a cassette out of his hand, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry, and he's like, what was that cassette? Did I break it? He's like, it's The Boss. He goes, the boss of who? And this other kid goes, the boss of everyone. And then he gives him the tapes to listen to. And he starts playing these Bruce Springsteen things. And suddenly his whole life makes sense. And there's these 5 minutes, like there's the stretch of this movie. This movie was padded out a little bit, I would say. You'd watch the movie. You'd watch this kid listen to Born to Run for 5 minutes.
Oof.
Like, he'd, like, walk around town listening to Born. They play the whole song. And then, but this is what I want. So then he gets the music, and he's all excited. And I'm watching this thing, and I'm saying, this is literally the opposite of what it was like to have grown up in New Jersey. Because all these kids are all new wave, and they're all just like, we like Pet Shop Boys and Bruce Springsteen. That's dad music. And who, nobody likes that. This is real music. And when I was a young boy in New Jersey, when Bruce Springsteen got really popular in, you know, the mid 80s. Mm-hmm. And it was like literally being in a police state of Bruce Springsteen. It was all you heard. If you liked anything other than Bruce Springsteen, people were furious at you.
Yeah, they were cruel.
But so this is the thing where this movie, it's like these new wave kids are somehow like attacking the Bruce Springsteen fans. I was here when it was happening. It was just like, even if you loved Bruce Springsteen, these meatheads made you not like him, because you're just like, will you stop talking about Bruce? Like, everybody was so proud of him being from here. And I get it. It's pretty impressive that he came from, pretty impressive that in the 80s, he had Bruce Springsteen and Bon Jovi and Skid Row were all from New Jersey.
Yeah, we had a good run.
We had a good run. And we had other good runs. We had the Frank Sinatras from New Jersey. And Yola Tango's from New Jersey.
Same time period, the two of them.
The Fugees, Lauryn Hill's from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And
the Shirelles,
Whitney
or the Shangri-La's.
Houston's from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And a lot of good people came from New Jersey. Sally Burtnick's from New Jersey.
Famously.
Brent Daniels. Yeah. So, I'm watching this movie. I remember one time I was outside of a record store. I was probably about 13 years old or whatever. And Bruce Springsteen tickets were on sale. And the line was like it was around the building twice of these maniacs lining up to get these tickets. And I remember a guy came out. I watched a guy burst out of the door of the record store, and he goes, I got floor seats. And he's yelling it to everybody. I got floor seats. And I was like, get me out of here.
I'm leaving this country.
Yes, get me out of this, off this planet. So I'm watching this thing, and I'm like, this movie is dumb. And like watching this kid, it's a movie where basically through huge chunks of it, there was literally a kid like popping and locking to Born to Run at a point. And I was just like, that did not happen. That did not happen. And, but I'm watching it. And then 2/3 of the way through, I start bawling my eyes out.
Ah.
This movie hit me because the kid goes and he's just trying to be a writer. And the father's like, you can't be a writer. You got to work and you honor your family. You can't be a writer. And he's like, I'm a writer. And then he wins a contest. And then where does he get to go to?
New Jersey.
Oh, you laugh. He goes to Monmouth College.
Oh my God.
That's where the.
There's a prize.
Yeah, as the prize. It's like, there's people from England. Like, 10 people from England are going to Monmouth College for this contest. Like, first of all, what contest was Monmouth College organizing where they're just like, hey, we should bring like 10 people from England over here?
Your best and brightest young writers.
Yeah. Why don't we like bring some British people over here? It's like, and you know, somebody else would be like, hey, why don't we just spend the money on like ourselves?
Yeah.
Like
right.
Rather than 10 British people that we don't.
They don't get enough. The Brits.
So this kid, he tells his father, I won this contest. Because he gets tickets to go see Bruce Springsteen at Wembley Arena. The father takes it. I'm sorry if I'm ruining this movie for people, by the way.
No one cares.
No one's seeing it. The theater was empty. And he goes, I'm going to England. I'm going to America. I'm going to New Jersey. And he flies in, him and his buddy. And they go to, they're at customs at Newark Airport, and this was not Newark Airport, first of all. This did not look like Newark Airport, because I was just like, where are, like, if that's Newark Airport, why are there not just, like, people sleeping because they have a delayed flight. Like, Newark Airport is like, there's just people sleeping everywhere. Like, yeah. Sitting, like, on the floor everywhere. Mm-hmm. My flight's 7 hours. Like, because Newark is, like, the worst airport on the planet.
Yes.
Where, like statistically, it's the worst. Where they'd be just like, hey, which airport has the worst service? And it'd be like, no, it's Newark. Yeah, comes in first every time.
Yes.
So then they go in through customs at Newark Airport. It's clearly nothing. And this guy's like, what are you guys coming in here? What's the purpose of your business?
Yeah.
And the kid goes, I won a contest at, and I'm going to Monmouth College for a writing contest. And he goes, but the real reason is I'm coming to New Jersey to see the home of the boss. And then the guy goes, hey, Lenny. And he's like the other customs guy is talking to the other friend. He goes, these two guys are coming in to visit Jersey because of Springsteen. And then the other friend like pulls his leather, his denim jacket open. And it says he's a Born to Run shirt on or whatever. And the other guy goes, I can't think of a better reason to come to New Jersey than that.
Oh,
boom, 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 boom. And then it's just like pictures of them all around New Jersey. Then he goes and the final thing, he's doing a speech back in England. And the father who rejected him shows up and I'm bawling my eyes because he starts reading this thing, My Father. It's like a Bruce Springsteen song. He's a hardworking guy. I'm sitting in this theater, hunched over, trying not to audibly sob. After I was like for an hour and 10 minutes, hour and 20 minutes, I'm just like, this movie sucks. I'm going to demolish it on the show tonight.
Yeah.
And then I'm in the seat, like literally doubled over, being like, please don't go. Like, I was like, I just don't want to go. I was like praying, just like, just hold it together. Hold it together. And I was never so glad to just be like in an empty theater because I'm like, yeah, no one can see me. I'll just leave the theater with like my hand kind of blocking my eyes. Like, oh, movie's over. Let me just, excuse me, pardon me.
It's just too bright in here.
Yeah. Oh, it's, yeah. Don't look at my
it's just bright.
Red eyes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that's.
I'm surprised to hear that.
That
it took that turn.
Yeah.
For you.
You're surprised that I would cry at a movie?
Just that. The movie would evoke any tears. I guess it's like it's engineered to do that, but it sounds like it sucks.
It is. That's exactly what it is. It's not good.
But it forces you. It puts you, it corners you emotionally.
Yes.
And it pulls out all the stops and it holds a knife to your throat and says, cry.
You start crying.
Cry.
You start crying. I'm like, oh, right now. Yes, of course. Of course.
Of course.
I'll cry.
You have to.
And then when they're shown pictures of these two kids, like they did like snapshots of them all around New Jersey. It was them on the boardwalk at Asbury Park. And I started to bawl my eyes out.
Because it's your childhood. This is really a story about Tom Sharpe.
It really was. It really was. And I'm seeing that boardwalk and I'm just saying like, back then, those kids would have gotten beat up. That was not a fun boardwalk when they were there. Those kids
in the mid-80s.
They would have been dumped in the ocean.
You were talking about, like, growing up when Bruce was really hitting his stride.
Mm-hmm.
But growing up in a time where he had hit his stride and then everyone in the entire state that was your authority figure was obsessed still.
Yeah.
Maybe crazier.
Yeah. Because it didn't stop. For a lot of people.
It never stopped for any of my teachers, for anybody that I knew was older than me.
And they were just, they would not, like, they talk about it just like it's a ritual now.
This yes.
It's like, you've seen Bruce Springsteen at Giant Stadium?
Did you get tickets? Oh, you didn't get tickets in time.
He's a giant star. I've seen him 11 times at Giant Stadium.
I've seen him 16 times, 11. Nothing.
People who are not from New Jersey are just like, I really hope that's not how people in New Jersey talk.
And they're it like, is.
And it kind of is. But we completely accept it.
I hated him so much growing up because he was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly everywhere. There was no escape. And I just hated it. I was like, what is this thing being shoved down my throat?
Yeah. But then
But then I heard I'm on fire.
You heard that, and one, then you're suddenly like, wait, he came from where I came from?
Wait a minute. I can't. It's getting really dangerous. Yeah. Yeah. Dangerous voice. Because
yeah. Then you're like, because then when you hear like Born to Run and it's like, they mention like Highway 9, you're just like, that's Route 9.
Right.
I've driven on that before.
Yeah.
But people around the world are like, what's Highway 9?
Sounds, you're like, exotic.
You're just like, yeah, it's a terrible highway. It's
they're all bad.
It's the worst.
Every other place in the country, when you drive down the highway, mm-hmm. you see pretty trees and flowers on the sides of the road. New Jersey, never.
Well, you might want to check out the Garden State Parkway.
It still sucks.
No, it doesn't. It's, the Parkway.
It's got a little bit of... A little bit, like wimpy tree, like, tree.
How far have you been down the parkway that you clearly have not?
I've done a lot of miles.
Sounds like somebody hasn't made it past exit 125.
I don't think I think I've probably not made it past like 130.
Well, have you never been to the shore?
No, that's where Monmouth County is.
Yeah.
But I think I just take the back roads of that plane, baby.
So you're riding on the back streets, like Bruce Springsteen.
Does he say
riding
that?
Riding on the back streets. Riding on the back streets.
That's how he sounds.
Yeah.
That's a... Oh, my God. Sucks. Ugh.
Isn't it amazing that you could sound like that and everybody would be like, that's the worst thing I ever heard, until it's like, it's like, that's the worst. Everybody likes it. Like, it just moves... It just goes from, like, no one wants that, everyone wants that.
Yes. Incredibly successful. Everything he does, except for the Broadway show. Very successful.
But that was not successful?
That was a disaster.
Was it?
I believe so.
I think he made, like, $4 billion.
No.
Pat, how much were tickets to that show? The Broadway show. Well, come in here. I can't hear you through the door, please. And Brett can come back in also if he's still eating pizza. Right, do you want some pizza, Sally? Do you want to get a slice of pizza?
I'll get a slice of pizza.
Okay.
It was like $200, I think.
The pizza was? the government? Sounds like... No, it was like $200. And it was sold out every night. Right?
I mean,
for a year.
Too, but yeah.
I didn't like it.
Pat didn't like it.
I didn't, and I'm a fan. And I didn't like it.
I think he got panned.
Yeah. I didn't appreciate it.
But you know what else got panned? The Brett's old show. The podcast with Laundry. That he doesn't do. That's why he stopped doing it, I think.
He didn't do that anymore?
Because again, let me wrap this up real quick. Let me just run this through real quick, just to get this while I have two other people, Pat in the room and Sally Burdick, who is, I want to talk more about your Instagram later. I can't handle it right now.
I'm so excited. It's very good.
Maybe the best, I'm going to say this, it's the best Instagram handle, Punk Rock SNL. Is that mic not working? Is one of the mics not working?
This should work, is it not?
I don't think that one's working.
I don't think that one works.
One, two.
Is it not plugged in? So.
It's working.
It's working. Okay.
Yeah, it's working.
Sally's Instagram name is Punk Rock SNL,
mm-hmm.
which is maybe the best handle on all of Instagram.
That
all of social
means
media.
A lot.
I agree.
I'm not done yet, though.
Okay.
That was your AOL screen name, right?
My very first AOL screen name, yeah.
I just guessed at that.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
The name is fantastic.
And the content.
The content is...
Primo.
The worst. You are literally the worst person on Instagram. You are...
I know.
Literally. I'm going to say literally. And I'm not saying this for effect. You are... No one is worse at Instagram than you are.
No. So...
Yes.
You're
yes.
completely wrong.
No, yeah. It's the worst.
I am...
So if you ever want to see a video of somebody blow their nose
or say,
I got a cold.
I did not do that. I eat mayonnaise off a plate.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. How How could I get that wrong?
I make horrible, horrible faces. Mm-hmm. I say terrible, disgusting things.
Yeah.
I did the, I had the baby filter on and I showed my boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, of course, reported. But, okay. And taken down. But here's the thing. It is the most horrible and it is the best account. So that's where you're mistaken.
So you're going for like a Gummo kind of effect. account. You're like, what if Gummo was an Instagram account and not a movie?
Exactly.
Okay, Can I just say, you mentioned the licking of mayonnaise off the plate. You sent that to me as a private, video.
That's what they all say.
You were testing it.
I test my content on my friends, and then I gave it to my fans.
That one passed the test.
I said I hate it.
To go public, I hate it. And you're immediately like, let's go live with that one.
That's a stamp of approval for me.
Yeah. I would say as bad as you are at Instagram, Instagram stories, you're even worse.
I am horrible at Instagram stories. It's mostly just cats with long arms.
Those are like the trial balloons. It's like the writer's room for your Instagram account.
Those are the worst
Instagram account.
Imagine going
in the writer's room for the worst Instagram account where they're trying stuff out.
And you know what? The people, they eat it up. Oh boy, they. They
like,
just
like a plate of mayonnaise.
They lap it up like a plate of mayonnaise. No hands.
Yeah. So Brett has four shows. The podcast for laundry, which was a cable access thing, which is Rest in Peace, which is also his handle.
Huh.
Rest in Peace, Brett Davis.
Brett Davis, sorry.
What's that?
That's fine.
Brett Davis, Rest in Peace, which is a tribute to the late, great Laundry Show, which is not on cable access anymore.
Yeah.
There's the specials he does, which I guess are...
I think it's a tribute to the band The Specials.
Oh, so it's a musical
thing. I feel like you're not helping to sort this out.
No, but then you also...
I never really understood it.
You do a baseball show with Home Alone Man and Brett?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's called... Macaulay Culkin Show.
Well, it's called the Macaulay Culkin Show.
And he's a baseball fan?
I don't know if he likes it so much.
Because how does the Shea Stadium part of this all make sense then?
There was a venue called Shea Stadium.
Where the Mets played.
No, that's like a stadium called Shea Stadium. This is a venue.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, where the So-So Glows lived. You ever heard of them?
And who was doing the door?
Oh, Patrick.
Patrick from Titus Andronicus.
Oh, my God.
He worked the door at many Macaulay Culkin
shows. A friendly face to greet our audience.
He was incredible in a way.
Mm-hmm. So four shows, and also Big Bang Theory, of course, which ended the other show. Brett had two shows end this year.
What's that one?
He was on Big Bang Theory.
You were?
I feel like I just let that one slide. I wanted to clear up the other ones before I dug into that one.
I don't know how we can fix that one. The only one that I never completely understood what the specials was about.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause when Home Alone Man was like, you're like, let's name the show after Home Alone Man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whose name is what now?
Macaulay Culkin Culkin Show. His name is Macaulay Culkin Culkin Show.
But the show was billed as Brett Davis and Sally Burtnick live. And then smaller, it said the name of a guy who was a huge movie star. Right? Like, you wouldn't put his name in huge letters in any way possible.
We made it very clear.
Uh-huh. There was an asterisk in the title.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There used to be. There used to be an asterisk.
That fell out at some point.
Yeah.
Well, that fell out this past
2 days
weekend.
Ago, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
He literally pinged it off the
screen. Yeah.
No, I couldn't get into this show. What's that about?
The one that we did?
Yeah, I couldn't get in. Sold out.
You told me about that afterward. I said,
that's
Tom.
All right. I was outside the Bell House. It's fine.
You could have DM'd me.
I heard the feet stamping and the good times.
Tom messages me on Instagram every day when I post new content and says, you're a horrible person.
I don't say you're a horrible person. I say this is bad content.
Like, and you're a bad person.
I don't say you're a bad person. I said this is I expect more from you is what I honestly
But I don't know why you would expect more from me if this is all I've ever done.
Because you're a very funny person. You're a nice person. I would expect more of you. And you called this show when you were in the past. Let's go get your pizza and we will talk more about that. About a young Sally Burton calling the best show and being roundly shut down.
I want to set this straight. I called in.
No, but go get, well, Bill, it's called a teaser.
Okay, fine.
He wanted to curse, and that's why we had the lecture out there.
I'm going to curse out there.
You curse all you want out there. Best show, hi. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, welcome to the best show. To whom am I speaking?
Hi, this is Tommy in Portland.
Tommy in Portland.
That's right.
Why are you doing that? It's the name. The name Tom don't cut it for you. Got it, Tommy.
Why got I knew it, you were going to bring it down? Up. Why I've got always it been why Tommy.
You've always been Tommy. Well, you
couldn't
don't always
shake it.
Couldn't shake. Well, it's time to shake it.
You think so?
I do. Well, give me an age range for you. I don't even want to know your range. But what age?
18 to 35.
Yeah, it's time to get rid of Tommy.
All right.
Time to get rid of you calling yourself Tommy.
Okay. Well, so I'm going to introduce myself now. You think Tom or Thomas?
You tell me. It's you. You try it on for size, my friend.
What about T? Like T?
No, I don't like that. What are you? Is it Tony Soprano?
I just started watching The Sopranos.
Well, you got a roller coaster ride ahead of you.
I know. I'm excited.
How far into it are you?
3 episodes.
Okay. So you have not seen Tony didn't get run over by a car yet.
Oh, come on. I already heard one spoiler. Ugh.
But Paulie Walnuts didn't get squished in that ride at Great Adventure yet, right?
Nope, not that.
Because there's a in season 6 he gets caught. He's chasing somebody through Batman ride, and they start the ride before he knows he gets squished.
Wow. Wait, looking forward to it.
That's how he dies?
Yes. Oh! 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 Who started Batman the Ride? Oh! No!
I can't wait.
Now, when Dudio tweets a thing like, I will not show at Sharpling this, that is just a magnet for me to see a thing. Oh, this is that Variety article, this Conan, this thing. Hey, guess what? I guess apparently Conan O'Brien went in the lab and invented something called podcasting. That's very exciting. He invented podcasting. No, there's an article. Look, and I love Conan O'Brien. I think he's a great. He's always been very complimentary about the best show, but he didn't invent podcasting. And I got to say, I'm almost picking up some vibes of Conan the way when Billy Crystal shows up at Yankees spring training and they let him, like, step up to the plate. I'm kind of having a feeling. This is what I'm feeling now. With this, if I was pitching for the other team and then Billy Crystal goes up and suddenly he's wearing a Yankee uniform and he steps into that batter's box, if I was pitching for the other team, I don't care if it's spring training, whatever it is, I would have thrown a 105-mile ball, send him fall right on his back, scare him, a little chin music. You know, they call it chin music. I'd whip that ball right, make him fall. I'm kind of feeling like that with podcasting and then Conan O'Brien a little bit. Like, he's pulling a Billy Crystal a little bit. He's stepping into the thing because he's a famous guy. Oh, I think I'll take a try at this and everybody will just let me do it. Hey, man. This is my sport. This is my sport. You don't see me doing no talk show. You don't see me trying to do that. You stay in your own lane, Chief. God love you. You got your own thing. I'm a huge fan. You're one of my favorite people in comedy. But you're coming in because you're jumping the line. He's jumping the line. He steps in the thing. And then I listen to his podcast, but he'd be like, you know, podcasting is a thing you can really express yourself. Really? Oh, really? Well, you know, and I kind of figured that out in 2005. You know what it reminds me of? A friend of mine who, when he was, a friend of mine who was very excited when he joined Facebook. A friend named Garth Brooks, and he said a little something like this in his introductory Facebook video. Wait, hold on. Wait. Gotta change the thing here. Why would that do that?
Are you ready?
Well, I guess it's official. We're now on Facebook. I really wasn't sure about this at the start. But then a friend of mine said something that just made all kinds of sense. She said, think of it more as a conversation. I like that. But I'm already finding out on my own is that it's wiping the walls out between you and me.
Sure.
And I really like that. Yeah. It allows us into each other's worlds, or I guess in my case, a hotel room. When I think about things I want to post cool stuff, slick stuff, neat stuff.
It's not raw stuff, though.
But most of the stuff I'm going to post is going to be raw stuff like this. This is just who I am. So if this is truly a conversation, then I say let the conversation begin.
And 3 days later, he quit because people started calling him names. Like, that probably is what happened.
I didn't know that part.
No, I'm assuming people drove him off of when suddenly he realized it's like, wait, why can I read all these things these people are writing at me?
Should be noted he's in like a dark hotel room.
And somebody filmed it too, it seems like, right?
Well, that wouldn't be very raw if somebody filmed it.
It seems like somebody filmed it and they had to tell him then, like, yeah, we got it.
Like, seems like that'd be more of the slick stuff.
This was good.
Look, again, I love Conan O'Brien. He's doing a little bit of a Billy Crystal and spring training thing with this podcasting. I notice no one will say a thing out loud on this. Brett's shaking his head.
Hey,
running.
I'll stand by. This is your territory.
Thank you, Brett. Thank you. Just like I wouldn't look. I'm not going to go do your thing, the podcast for laundry. I'll never do that.
Well, no, you've done it twice. I
did it once.
Well, you did it.
I did the first episode, and then you replayed the first episode with like a new intro or something.
Sure. But, you know, that was the thing. I asked you to be on the first episode. Mm-hmm. He should have asked you to be on the first
episode.
But
you're saying I've done more than one episode.
Yeah, we did one recently. People can check it out. It's really just came out last week. If you go on
last
the feed.
Last week?
If you go on the feed, it's the newest episode.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. Mm-hmm. That was fun. That was really funny.
Well, yeah. Thank you for doing it.
That was a good time. You're a funny guy.
Likewise.
Thank you, Brett. Funny guy. And this is why people will catch up to the things you did. And they might have missed the first run on some of these things, but they'll catch up to them on the second.
It'll be a posthumous sort of,
exactly.
Wow.
In memoriam.
Look at what this guy did.
Yeah. It's... Well, you and me both, buddy. I see these other people, they play their hand right. I played my hand the way I play it, and I guess I'll take it. What else are you going to do? So I'll be known after the fact. What am I going to do? Am I going to be here anyway? I'll be a ghost. Man, I hope I'm a ghost. I tell you. Let me be a ghost. I'll be the best ghost you ever saw. You got anything for me, Chief? Anything?
Yeah. Well, apropos of what you're talking about, how do you feel about Tim Heidecker's podcast? Is that like a Conan, Billy Crystal
situation? No, not at
situation?
All. Tim Heidecker.
I love it. It's great.
What, Office Hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Tim's doing his thing. Tim's always doing his thing. I'm always
doing so he's not stepping on your toes?
Of course not.
Right.
How dare you.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear it.
What did you think? I
just wanted to be confirmed.
Well, I'm confirming it, okay?
I love it.
Hey, Weisenheimer, you're trying to cause a little trouble. I get it. That's all right.
No. Well, I do have a couple of picks for the angriest list.
Who do you got? This list that we've been doing for 3 months now. Who do you have?
Yeah, it's going strong. Do we got Ginger Baker on there yet?
Ginger Baker should be on. It's his birthday, I believe.
Oh, it's his birthday today?
I think it might be. Let's see. Ginger Baker is not on here. Let's put him at 37. Ginger Baker. good one. The angry drummer who is always, there's a documentary about him that is pretty exciting where it's him just yelling at people.
You know, when Bruce Springsteen put an ad out in the Village Voice for a new drummer, when his first drummer, Vinnie Mad Dog Lopez, who got the nickname because he had a really bad temper, they wrote, drummer for Bruce Springsteen wanted, no ginger bakers. Mm-hmm. That's what the ad said.
Yeah, we just don't want any ginger bakers in the band. Bruce Springsteen's laugh. That is the one thing. His laugh, it does not fit the picture.
You know, I was just growing up in New Jersey. I'd just go hang out on the boardwalk and see what kind of trouble I get into.
It's like an out of breath laugh.
It's way too goofy. So, thank you for that. Ginger Baker, perfect one. You made it, buddy. You did it.
Yay.
Best show. Hi.
Hi. Hello. Hi, Tom.
Hi, welcome. Hi.
Hi, this is Nick from New York.
Nick from New York. What's up, Nick?
Not much. This is my first time calling, so forgive me if I'm kind of nervous.
That's all right, Nick. You relax. Do I know this, Nick?
All right. Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. You're not Nick Namey.
No, that's Nick Namey.
Nick Namey. Nickname?
No, I'm,
what
I'm
is it again?
Nick Nanny.
Nick Nanny.
Like the nanny.
No, that's not me. I'm just a regular Nick that you don't
you
know.
You think I could beat him up?
I think you have a good chance.
I think it would be, that's a 51-49. It's kind of like, I think I'd get 51, he'd get 40. Could go either way. He could get 51, I could get 49.
But you're both about the even sized, so.
Maybe we could do that on the special.
That would have been a great thing. Unfortunately, the show ended a few months ago.
What did?
The special.
Big Bang Theory did.
What'd you call about, Nick?
Oh, sorry. By all means, let's move it along. I apologize for the detour. God forbid I go on a road filled with comedy. What you know about? Sally, you can come back in anytime you want.
I don't want to stomp on any potential riffs or anything.
Like the way I'd get stomped on potentially by Nick, or I'd stomp on him. And look, I think he's a great guy. I like him so much. Mm-hmm. I just wonder who on the scene I could beat up. Conor O'Malley, I think I could trap. I think I could trap Conor O'Malley, and he would fall for a trick and end up, if I set like one of those ropes tied to a tree, he'd end up hanging upside down. Mm-hmm. And then I'd do like an old-fashioned bop-a-da-bop-a-da-bop-a-da-bop speed bag thing on him because he'd be upside down. He'd be going, hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. Right? He'd be doing that thing, yelling about Starbucks, the guy from Starbucks.
Yeah.
Aren't you the right president? Hurrah, hurrah.
This is Connor?
Right?
Yeah. You could, I think he just makes that noise all the time.
If he didn't step in the trap, he would pulverize me.
He's really strong.
But that's what I mean. That's why I got to get him in the trap.
That's a really good point. Are you talking a bear trap?
No, just one of those rope traps that swing
that you
upside down.
And it swings it upside down.
In the old comedy world, he is the Rambo. He's going to be the hardest to trap.
Really?
I think so.
I don't think so.
The thing is that he doesn't have flighty footing. He has very strong steps.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a solid trunk.
Yeah.
But that's what makes me think he's trickable. Because he thinks he's a little too clever.
Maybe.
Rah! Right?
I think usually people that roar think they are the cleverest.
Right?
Yeah.
I would tell him it's just like, I'd say like that there's like a, I saw someone with a MAGA hat go by and he'd suddenly go like, I'm going to go yell at this. And then he'd step in the trap. Hey, Connor, I think there's somebody with a MAGA hat underneath that box. And then he'd go under and, whoa! I'm going to scream at him.
Yeah. That's a really good point. He would probably fall for the stick box joke that you use for a rabbit in a cartoon.
Roach Motel style.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we should glue trap him. Let's glue trap
Connor O'Malley. Good old-fashioned Connor O'Malley glue trap.
He'd be so sad, but I would like to partake.
Oh, get me out of here!
Schultz, let me have this thing.
Chris Gethard could beat me up because he would do his.
He gets really mad.
He trains. He's been training for this specific fight.
To fight everyone.
Specifically you.
Me?
Though.
Why me?
I think
it just seems appropriate.
He's considered.
That's
it.
Fair.
Yeah.
But he would win. It's I know
like
he would win that fight.
Fight Tom.
He would win that fight.
He would fight dirty, you know?
He'd win that fight.
I'm not actually sure he would fight dirty, but he has so much rage, I feel like, inside of him. I've never seen it, but I know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Have I ever seen it?
He'll do a Jersey style. He'll try to follow the rules, and then he'll have like a handful of dirt.
He would do that thing where he... Yes, true.
A handful of dirt.
He would do that thing where he would like push his chest up against your chest and like look at you in the eyes and like talk shit to you, and then have to like spin in a circle.
There's the first curse word you said there.
Sorry.
That's all right. It's okay. I'm just saying... I wanted to see how far you could make it without doing it. I knew you couldn't make it to the finish line. It's okay. You don't have to apologize. Okay. I just knew you couldn't make it.
Well, that's different. The use of that word is like, it's not.
I'm not putting a judgment on it, Sally.
All right.
I just knew you couldn't make it, though.
Well, you got me pegged.
Who got me this glue trap? Connor O'Malley glue trap.
Where would we put it? I know a like in a MAGA area, but like where? We'd have to put it outside of Starbucks?
No, I think you'd do it over in Gowanus somewhere near some garbage dump that he would be filming in front of anyway.
Yeah, garbage dump and like a body of water.
Yeah. Body of water and put them where they like put those, where like they retool the bus ads. On the side, you know, like those places around the corner from the Bell House, you look in at like 1 a.m. and they're like reapplying bus ads to the side of it. Yeah. It's like,
I have seen that.
You're
right.
It's like, oh, that's where they put bus ads on. Okay.
Oh.
Look at that. They're taking the Stuber ad off and they're putting one on for the new Spider-Man movie.
That would be magical to see.
Yes, well, you can go to Red Hook.
I feel like I've seen it before, and I have had that exact reaction. Like, wow, isn't this amazing?
Yeah, because you figure stuff has to happen somewhere. Like, they gotta swap those bus ads out somewhere.
Yeah,
a lot of weird cardboard boxes in that area around Bell House. You just look and suddenly it's like, oh, it's a. You look in, it's like, oh, that. Building is just filled with cardboard boxes.
That's what they make, or that's what they dispose of.
That's what they dispose of, yes.
Yeah. I got there early on Sunday. We were doing our show there, and there's nothing. Unless you go to the one bar that's there.
Yeah.
It's just...
What time around. You were there, and were you there when What's-His-Face showed up, Home Alone?
We both got there a little early, but I got there way early.
Uh-huh. And did he roll in?
He rolled in wearing a shirt that said Macaulay Culkin with an arrow pointing towards his
head.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But he rolled in right on time, too, or maybe like 15 minutes late, which is basically on time.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's cool. He seems like a nice guy.
He was really cool.
Good. Because you were trying to get him to do that show for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then he finally did it.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's done.
And now...
You kind of can't do the show anymore.
Yeah, I know. We don't really know what we're going to do.
I think you taught me a weird lesson to be persistent past the point of where it would make sense. Because I feel like this is something
that's a bad lesson.
I was going to say, is this shots fired?
No. This is a compliment.
No, it's fine. I get it.
Because you weren't totally on board when I first started calling in. But I kept doing it.
You kept doing it. Now look at you.
Mm-hmm. Eventually.
Look at you. You spent 10 years browbeating the little boy from Home Alone.
Yeah.
And he showed up and did your Mets podcast.
Yeah. Yes. And he worked harder than we did on that Mets podcast.
Yeah. Which
is called the Big
Very Bang hard thing. On the show. You guys work very hard.
You.
So what you should call the show next? Chris Gethard Show.
Oh, that would be fun.
Why don't you just
get really mad, but...
Just like, but do the full, like, the logo and everything.
Well, we did that when we first started the special.
Yes.
We did that.
Yeah.
And there was genuine anger.
Well, I didn't know that. I was in the audience for that one.
Yeah. I don't think any of the anger was directed towards you. I think there was, like...
certainly hope not. I just showed up.
It was
up.
Your fault.
So not
He's
everybody
not mad.
Signed up.
Chris was not mad.
No, Chris was not mad. Chris thought it was cool.
Who was mad? Fish face?
I would say he was
What's
mad.
His name?
David Blumband. Human fish.
It might have been human fish.
Yeah.
Because there was on that show, there was fish, human fish.
Human fish.
Murph.
Murph.
Yeah. Well, I like Murph.
Murph's great.
Chris Gethard, of course.
Uh-huh.
What's his face? Puzzle Man. Wasn't there a guy who did puzzles or something?
I never watched
Crossword
it.
Puzzles?
Hintmaster?
Never seen one episode.
What about, what's his face? That redheaded boy.
Vacation Jason.
Yeah, Vacation Jason. Yes. Yeah. Very funny. Very funny young boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's great.
He'll
he's
be something
the best.
Someday.
What's that?
He'll be something someday.
No, he's on the fast track.
Oh, yeah.
And who else was on the thing then? Because it was Fishface, Chris Gethard, Murph, mm-hmm. Shannon.
Chris's wife.
Chris's wife, very talented. She was the band director and did all the music.
Alex Clute.
Yes. Who's that now?
Alex Clute, another person in the band.
Okay. And then...
what was his name? Messenger Bag. He had a name.
And Fishface.
And Fishface. Yeah.
Who took his shirt off. Way too liberal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Way too comfortable. Not that you should be... I'm not body shaming him at all, but he was very comfortable. Much more comfortable than I would be.
That's how my mom, gets around insulting people.
Like,
that exact
I wouldn't
type
do
of
it.
Phrasing.
No, but he was very... You know where he was really funny? Was on Difficult People. He was so funny. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my God. I thought he was hilarious on that. So he's a very funny guy. I'm not putting him down. I'm just saying on that show, he played the fish. And that was maybe a character that made me slightly uncomfortable.
I think he should have went full, Mimi on it. Just like... Elvira, Pee-wee. Mm-hmm. Just like, I'm gonna continue doing this forever.
I think it was the flippers that made me uncomfortable, but flippers on. I think that's what did it. Not the shirtlessness, just the flippers.
I didn't like it the first time I saw it, too.
Uh-huh.
And then I just was like, yeah, this is another thing happening
on
the show.
No, that was my favorite show. I like, you never saw an episode. I watched.
Not
I
fully,
watched a lot
which
of
is.
It. Well, that's unsettling. Now, caller.
Yes.
Well, first of all, why don't you apologize to Chris? That's unfair.
I am sorry, Chris, that I never watched an episode of it from start to finish, but it lost my attention.
What are you? Yeah, I guess Chris probably should have considered eating a plate of mayonnaise.
Yeah, and making it 6 seconds long.
Hold your 6 seconds. It should have just been, the show should have been 6 seconds long of him going, I'm eating mayonnaise.
Yeah. I'm 16 years old.
Now, caller.
Yes.
Where did we leave off with you?
I think you asked me if I was some other Nick that you knew, and then I said no.
That's right. Then we went on a flight of fancy. To what do I owe the pleasure of this call, Nick? And I think this Nick, I think Nick is really nice guy. I like Nick. I think he's really funny, too.
Oh, yeah.
This one or the other one?
No, the other one.
I love the other ones. I almost reflexively
said thank you because I thought you were talking about me, but...
No, you're funny, too. You're funny, too, but I want to hear you earn it now.
Okay.
Remember in Blade,
I'll try my best.
Remember in Blade when Chris Christopherson was like, earn this.
Yeah.
And he threw his sunglasses down to Blade because he's like, here's your glasses, Blade.
He was like, yeah. And Blade was like, thanks, I needed sunglasses.
And then Blade was just like, ooh. I'm so excited they're going to bring Blade back.
Nick, are you excited for the new Blade?
I've never seen Blade.
What?
But it's on my list of... movies that I, really need to see, but haven't.
The end of Blade 1 has the greatest single line ever. He's fighting Steven Dorff, and then he says, some MFers always got to try to ice skate uphill.
Oh, my God.
I have seen that clip, and that's a really good clip. Yeah. So
well, imagine I'm that sure clip it- at... Imagine 2 hours of that clip, and then you'll know what a Blade movie feels like.
Yeah, I was going to say, if the rest of it is like that clip, I'm sure I'll love it.
Did you ever see when he faced off against Ron Perlman, the white power vampire?
I don't think I did, no.
Blade 2, that's a great scene.
That sounds good. I haven't seen that.
So
yeah, I definitely need to check those movies out.
So what can I do for you tonight, Chief?
I don't know. I got off work, and usually I'm, like, too tired on Tuesday nights after work, but I figured, because I'm about to do a bunch of laundry, so I figured I'd call into the best show
well, that's
for the first time.
Brett, if you only called 2 months
ago. Oh, yeah,
no,
no pun intended. Hi, Brett.
He would have gone to town on you 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Now I guess you have to call on Arbor Day for like one of his holiday specials.
Is the laundry thing over?
Yes. It ended 2 months ago.
We talk every day. I have no idea going on.
It's done.
Yeah, Chris shouldn't feel bad because I don't think Sally's ever listened to an episode of my show.
Yeah,
I watched the one I was on.
What do you watch?
Star Trek only. It's only Star. It's literally the only thing that I intake.
Which Star Trek?
All of them.
All of them.
Yes.
Have you ever heard the podcast Treks in the City?
I have heard of it, but I haven't listened to it.
It's really funny.
It's on the one that yours is on.
What is that called? Podcast Network?
Forever Dog.
There you go. You did it. You did it. You remembered one thing of that your best friend does professionally.
I know. Isn't that sick?
What a friend. One detail. Never heard the show, but she knows the company that houses it.
Yeah.
I think I heard one episode.
You think? I made a really great impression. I think I heard one. Was it one you were on?
Yes.
There you go. So you didn't even make a very good impression.
No. I have no memory.
That's fine.
But I also am a bad friend. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm a good friend, but I don't care about, like, my friend's art.
No, of course. Why would you? Their means of expression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their livelihood in many cases. I have no idea.
That they often share with you.
That's not like my love language.
Sure. Now, you would be on you would watch the show that Brett did on the cable channel, right? Because you were on that often.
To be honest with you, I've probably seen 2 episodes of that.
You've been on more episodes than you've seen.
I have definitely not watched every
you've
one.
You've been
on
at least like 40, 50 of them.
So you've been on, you would not watch one you weren't on, and you would not watch one you were on.
I stage managed a couple of them, so okay. I watched the ones that I was managing.
And it's because you were just like, you did it. You didn't need to go back and watch it. You did it.
Right. Oh, well that... Everyone's like that, aren't they?
Sure. I don't listen to this show.
Right.
Why would I? I am this show.
Right.
It's like when they get these baseball fans. I'm sure you got this on your podcast all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You and the two of you and then
our baseball
what's his
guy.
Face? Baseball man.
Patrick baseball from Titus Andronicus.
No. What's his face? The kid
Macaulay Culkin.
The Haunted House. Because that was those were ghosts after him or something. I never saw that movie.
Yeah, he's trying to trap the ghosts.
I did just watch Home Alone this past Christmas for the first time. And yes, it is mostly ghosts and I think one zombie.
I go to a Christmas party, get this, at Dudio's apartment, right, a couple years ago. And he's showing the second one of those movies. Where the kid is now trapped in like a hotel or something. I don't even know what was.
Is
going
it the
on.
One in New? It's called Trapped in New York or something.
I have
like
no
that.
Idea.
Donald Trump is in it.
Lost in New York. Trump is in it.
He has.
Yes.
He gives him a hamburger or something.
Something like that. So, you get these baseball fans, and then they get mad. Like there'll be like some like 24-year-old kid playing like professional baseball and like the Yankees, and they'll be just like. You don't know about the history of Lou Gehrig? And then they get mad. Like, you got no respect for the game. It's like, and these kids are just like, I don't need to know about a guy from the 30s in baseball. I am baseball. I play baseball. Like, I don't need to be a fan of it. I'm actually a part of the actual thing. I don't need to know the ins and outs of it. And that's what it's like for a Sally Burton.
Yeah, exactly. No, I am comedy. I don't need to ingest it.
Exactly. Why would you?
I don't.
Yes. What is it? It's not a plate of mayonnaise.
No, which is what Or a little packet of soy sauce. A little ramekin of soy sauce is another one.
Yeah. So caller.
Yes.
Anything else, Nick?
I had a person for the angriest people list.
Who's
still doing that?
Yes, please.
My person is Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. Smith, that's a pretty good one. Sports announced, but I think his thing is performative, so I'm not putting him on it. I get why you would
I
say
feel
that.
Like he, like, perfectly represents the, like, deep anger of a Knicks fan, though. Like,
but
I don't, though.
I don't think he cares.
Solely Knicks-generated.
I don't think he cares. I think he draws a paycheck from performative outrage, and that disqualifies him from the list.
Fair enough.
Thank you for the call, buddy.
Nope.
For the rest of the show, I want to talk. We got, Brett, you grew up where in New Jersey?
I grew up in Roxbury.
Roxbury.
Morris County.
A night at the Roxbury. Was that often what you would say when it was, when the evening would roll in?
Yeah.
That's
we'd
good.
Go out to the strip mall.
Playing, what is love?
Yeah.
Baby,
way.
Don't hurt
blasting.
Me. Don't hurt me.
Wow.
And we just sit in the 7-Eleven parking lot. Yeah.
And that was a night at the Roxbury.
It's a night at the Roxbury.
For you. And Sally grew up in Hubcap City.
The Hubcap City.
Which, that's bouncing around in your head now that for most of your life you thought it was called Hub City because they made hubcaps there.
This might surprise you, but I know that I'm not the smartest person
in the
world.
Look,
so
I'm as dumb as you can get.
Well, we share that.
But I'm like crafty. I'm not smart.
I just kind of crawl around.
I get by on my wiles. Like I can, it's like not unlike Bugs Bunny. I can.
You are very similar.
I mispronounce words. I'm not smart.
You love to eat a huge carrot.
I live in a hole in different places where people are like building a skyscraper or trying to play a baseball game, which you could have talked about on your podcast also.
Yeah, okay.
When he went up against the Gas House Gorillas. Remember when it was like first base, Bugs Bunny, second. Remember he was playing them and then because he was like in his little rabbit hole was out in the middle of the field and he's like, boo, boo. Throw the bum out. Right? He's like mad. And then the guy comes over with a cigar and he's like, what's your problem? And he's just like,
sounds good.
And then he's like, remember that game? That one?
No.
You don't remember that Bugs Bunny cartoon? You didn't watch that?
No.
No, well, you watched the Animaniacs.
Yes. And I watched the Tiny Toons.
Sure. The Bugs Bunny ones that were less funny, but also had no elements of racism in them.
Oh, well, that too. Like, that too.
They did
not have
war propaganda in them either.
Yeah.
Or like Humphrey Bogart impressions.
Yeah. Well, actually, Animaniacs did have Humphrey Bogart impressions.
Humphrey Bogart? But who's
they
that
would do in? Impressions of everybody. They had just like throw in any like popular figure from the 40s onward, backward.
Edward G. Robinson.
I just rewatched that Looney Tunes because I remember seeing it as a kid.
Back
like,
in action?
I have this memory of like something where there none of the characters appear, but like, you know, characters of like Greta Garbo show up.
But no child has any idea. No adult knows what that
right.
is.
Being and it's not like the adults the are thing. Like watching it.
Yeah.
Like I'm in the middle of like my Warner block. And then there's just this tribute to Hollywood in the 30s.
But to be fair, what would have been better if suddenly they had something to do with Kiefer Sutherland?
Well, that's what Animaniacs was kind of doing.
Yeah.
Suddenly, I gotta watch somebody do an impression of what's his face from The Shield, Michael Chiklis. I gotta watch one of the Animaniacs doing a Michael Chiklis routine.
Yeah, we got Chiklis in there.
Yeah.
So, but you grew up in Roxbury.
Yeah.
Now, one thing New Jersey is known for is like people always want to know what's the best, right? Oh, yeah. What's the best? What's the best pizza? What's the, right? What was the best pizza in New Brunswick, Sally?
Nino's Pizzeria.
Okay.
Or alternatively, my favorite, Sports and Stuff Arcade.
Sports and Stuff Arcade.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm going to say that sounds like a dark horse candidate for best pizza.
I'm sure literally zero people agree with me, but this is the hill that I will die on.
No, that's fine. It's the kind of thing when you were a kid and you loved that pizza, right?
Yeah, it had to be microwavable Elio's.
Sure.
I'm sure that's what it was.
The phone number is 201-332-3484. We want to talk about the best of New Jersey, best pizza, best pork roll, right? Pork roll?
Uh-huh. That's part of it. Or Taylor Ham.
Where's the line on that? I've never cared. I always thought both were disgusting.
Well, yeah, I knew about the controversy before it became a regular part of my life. It's Taylor Ham.
Pat's the line.
Give it a look.
I had this conversation with someone at work already today, so I'm already prepped. Mm-hmm. There's a Jersey Dixon line of where people say it, and it's north and south and west. It kind of goes on an angle.
Where would New Brunswick?
Because for the rest of the planet, this is maybe the dumbest thing. New Jersey is a state filled with dumb stuff, but maybe the dumbest thing. I think we can agree that there's an argument. There's this processed meat.
Yep.
And half the people in the state are like, you call it Taylor Ham. And then the other half of the state of people are like, no, it's called pork roll.
Right. And it's technically, it is, the name of the product is pork roll. But for whatever reason, in North Jersey, it got stuck with the dumb Taylor nickname because it was like a brand of it or something.
Yeah.
So, once it got on diner menus in North Jersey as Taylor Ham and it spread for some reason. But it didn't spread all the way. So, like, Central Jersey is kind of a gray area where some people say pork roll, some people say Taylor Ham. Mostly, Central Jersey calls it pork roll and below that. Mm-hmm. And then north of that, where the Wawa's start turning into Quick Checks, then it becomes Taylor Ham. Mm-hmm.
Do you take Wawa over Quick Check, Brett?
You know, I never had the Wawa's growing up. I always just had Quick Check. Now they're up here.
Now they're in Florida.
I'm in Brooklyn, though.
Really?
Yeah, Florida has Wawa's now. It's weird.
I wish I had a Wawa.
I liked Wawa better, but I grew up with Quick Check because that was what was up here.
Yeah. So let's talk about the best in New Jersey. And Dudio, I wish I could loop you in on this, but you didn't grow up in New Jersey. You grew up in West Virginia.
Yeah.
And
when you do a best in West Virginia, I'm there.
We could talk about Sheetz, right? Sheetz.
Sheetz is really good.
But you used to live in New Jersey.
Sheetz is like,
I did.
The math on that is like Wawa plus meth equals Sheetz.
Yeah. That's implying that Wawa doesn't have an element of meth already.
Oh, it doesn't. Wawa is like as American as apple pie, which they sell at Wawa also. Tasty cake apple pies.
I think that if you're going to do a drug version of Wawa, it's probably heroin because of New Jersey. I don't think that meth is that good for it. West Virginia.
That's like out in like Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's like when I think of Sheetz.
That's Sheetz country.
And then it spills into Dudio country, which is out in West Virginia, which is like, because they would like, the coal miners would.
Yeah. It goes right down 460 into Princeton, West Virginia, right next to the Southern Exposure, and it's right there.
They get paid in Sheetz bucks?
They do.
Right?
Yeah.
Like not actual.
It's two Sheetz bucks a week.
Yeah, not actual currency.
No.
It would actually be like, because Sheetz is a convenience store that's more rural.
Yeah. It's enough to get something at the MTO.
And they'd be owned by, exactly. They were owned by the guy who owned the mine.
Yeah, Sheetz Mines.
Yeah.
Old man Sheetz.
And he also ran the mill.
Yeah.
Which he called Sheetz.
Sheetz Mill.
Put his name on that. But see, up here we had, like, what would you say, Brett, is the best in New Jersey? What's like the best McDonald's in all of New Jersey?
Ooh, the best McDonald's,
like, just think, like, what, when you want to, like, take someone to show them your New Jersey, you're just like, check this.
Again, this might be a bit out of date, but the best McDonald's is in Sussex County. It was the first McDonald's to have a computer in it, so you could surf the web while you're eating your greasy fries.
Oh my god!
And they also had a bunch of ships, like model ships around.
Cool.
So I was in Jefferson, New Jersey.
Playpen or no?
No playpen.
Just the ships.
Yeah. Which I think is good because they had that computer there. And some of the people who use the computer, you wouldn't want to.
Did you ever use the computer at the Sussex McDonald's?
No. It was that kind of computer that had like a plastic sleeve like with the imprint of keys on it. And that looked too gross.
Grease. A lot of fry grease on that. A lot of special sauce.
Yeah.
Right? The kind of thing that, Sally, that might make you hungry is the thing we eat a plate of mayonnaise.
The special sauce I would love to
eat. If you're going
to
eat a plate of mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Special sauce.
The special sauce I would drink with a straw.
Empty fry container.
I'm just going to tell you this.
What's wrong?
Why watch you eat that thing of mayonnaise? I could have thrown up. I'm telling you. I could have if I watched it three times in a row, I'd throw up right now. If I watched that on a loop three times in a row, I would throw up.
Let's try it.
Oh, please don't make me do that. Put it on your phone and let me see how ill I get.
My phone's in the other room.
This is the most like stern the show will ever be.
It is. This is as far as we get. Best show. Hi.
Hi, Tom. This is Cody in Southbridge, Massachusetts. What's up?
Cody in where now?
Southbridge, Massachusetts.
Southbridge, Massachusetts. Are you one of the terrible Massachusetts callers who've been plaguing the show for the last few months?
I've heard about them. No, I don't think so.
Well, we'll find out, won't we? What's up, Cody? Yeah.
Not too much. Just hanging out here at Starlight, the bar I work at.
You are one of the bad callers. That's the karaoke place, right?
No, you said that to me last time. No.
Okay, all right. What can I do for you, Cody?
Not too much. I just wanted to call and let you know about...
I'm rebranding you. You need rebranding.
Okay, do it.
Okay?
Yeah.
Cody from where now?
I do need rebranding. Southbridge, Massachusetts, and I'm at Starlight.
Okay. Your name from now, never call as Cody from Starbridge, whatever. It's so boring I can't even hold on to it in my head. Your name, okay?
Yep.
Zippy from Parts Unknown.
Okay.
So whenever you call, you can say, hey, it's Zippy from Parts Unknown. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call.
And how do I follow?
We got to start over. You got to reboot. You got to shut it down. And are you going to show me this video?
Yeah, are you ready?
Sure.
I can't watch this.
Okay.
Oh.
I just can't look at it.
It was three times.
I said three would make me throw up. I said I'm not going to. I can't look at it. I watch it.
Thomas completely stopped looking at the screen. It became a really uncomfortable thing where I was putting the phone in his face and he was backing away like a cat.
Yeah. Best show. Hi.
Hey, day guys. It's Larry the Perv. I've been waiting for so long there.
Well, how about this? Larry the Perv. This is a classic, classic caller. This is back classic. From. Now, Sally, you called the show and what? You got hung up on? What happened?
Yeah, you hung up on me almost instantly.
Let's reenact the call right now. How long ago was this?
Like 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
So you're a young woman in New Brunswick.
I'm 18.
You're 18. You're calling the show.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you say?
I said hello, and you said no.
It could not have been that bad.
You said, what's your name, maybe? Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I said, Claire.
Uh-huh. Which is not your name.
No. And you were just like, I don't really, and then you just hung up on me.
But
like, immediately.
So you clearly did not just go, hello.
I think I did.
No, how exaggerated did you say hello?
Oh, pretty.
Yeah.
I was like, hello?
Yeah, you're doing a character.
And I'm terrible at characters. I've gotten slightly better.
So you were like, hello.
Right? I'm sure
probably,
it was,
right? And I was
it
probably
sucked.
Just like, what's your
it
name?
Sucked.
Claire. And I was just like, nope, can't do it.
And Brett, why did I call in? Because Brett was like, you got to call in. You got to call into the show.
I don't think I would have told you to do like a old like Jersey grandma.
It was the Brett, only thing I could like think of. Hello? I was like, okay, what's a character?
And Brett had been eating it regularly at that point.
Yeah, but sometimes you kept him on. He would get hung up on a lot.
At that point, I feel like
you broke through at that point.
I had broken through, but then I was also cautiously keeping my distance.
So you were like Brett's Brett. You were like a Brett to Brett.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The next Brett, the next generation.
Brett the next TNG.
Like Brett Spiner.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the next breakthrough.
Sally, that made me really happy.
When you said Brent Spiner.
He said Brett Spiner.
Yeah.
So it was exciting.
You know what this is? Fidget Spinner.
You like that?
Did Clay have an I in her name or no I? Just without the I, Clay.
Did the fake character of Claire have, was it C-L-A-R-E or C-L-A-I-R-E?
It was C-L-A-I-R. No E at the end.
That's probably why she got hung up on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Larry, the perv.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, how you doing there, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great.
This is a bad voice.
Oh, it's terrible.
So why did you not hang up on Larry?
I hung up on him 50 times until he finally wore me down.
There's a clip of you on the Chris Gethard show, and Larry, you call in, and you don't know what to do because you don't have a dump button readily available.
I don't. I didn't.
Good times there. Good times.
Yeah, those were good times there. Those were good times there. So, Larry, are you familiar with New Jersey at all, Larry?
Of course, there.
What would be like your
spent some time in Phoenix, New Jersey? There.
Sure. What's your favorite? Your favorite place to go get like a hot dog, Larry?
Hot dog there.
Yeah, Larry. If you want to go get a hot dog there, where do you go?
You go here. You go there. There. Hot dogs are plenty. Well, Johnny Hot Dogs. I believe it's called Johnny Hot Dogs.
Hot Dogs aplenty. Or of course, Giant Hot Dogs. Now tell me where Giant Hot Dogs is.
Johnny Hot Dogs.
That sounds like a Bruce Springsteen song. Johnny Hot
Like
Dogs.
Like the guy from Dirty Dancing, Johnny Cash.
He's just like, the other night, me and Johnny Hot Dogs drove over to the state line.
Wow. You're getting better as the night goes on. At the Bruce impression.
Pat?
You think Bruce invests in some sort of restaurant across New Jersey there? Like Bon Jovi?
Wait, what restaurants is Bon Jovi investing in?
I believe he's got something.
So you have no idea what you're talking about is what you're saying. I believe he's got something.
Look, he does wine.
Doesn't he own like an arena football team, Bon Jovi? Didn't he own like an arena football team in Philadelphia? There?
Perhaps. Or maybe that was that
All right. All right.
Wait, what?
You beeped your phone there, Larry.
How do you do that?
He's calling on the landline.
That's insane.
That's what phones used to be like. That's one of the phones you probably called me on 10 years ago, the landline.
I don't know. I think I was calling on my Kyocera.
Okay. Called on the Kyocera there.
Yeah, and the Kyocera there. Maybe I should have been Lil Larry the Perv. Maybe I should have called in as that.
Yeah.
Would you like that if I started calling in as Lil Larry the Perv?
Is that Larry's little brother?
To be determined? I'll craft it to what Tom would like to
call, see. You'll be Larry TNG.
Yeah.
Right? LDP TNG.
As LDP TNG.
LDP TNG.
We'll see how it goes.
There. How do you feel about that there, Larry? If Sally starts
I couldn't hear what I couldn't hear what Claire was saying.
Sally is her name. Her name's Sally. Not Claire.
Yeah.
Larry, yeah. I was saying that I'm gonna
Hey Sally, how you doing there?
Hey, how are you?
Yikes.
I was saying I was gonna
good. You sound like you sound pretty today there.
I sound pretty. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about the part that you're a pervert.
Yeah. I forgot about that part. Yeah, that you sound pretty.
Come on, Gary. It's a compliment, Gary. Just trying to be nice.
Oh, yeah. No, it sounds like a great. Sounds like. I'm going to say this. If you just said, oh, it sounds like you have a nice voice, that'd be one thing. But it's another thing. When your name is Larry DePerv.
Yeah, it does have a
It's DA. A little front loaded.
Yeah. What are you going to do there? Uh-huh. Anyway, Sally, you were saying?
What if I became your protege?
Yeah, and that's cool. I got a couple people on the list, but we can move you up.
What if I did it without your permission whatsoever?
Hey, sarah, sarah.
There we go. I've gotten his blessing.
He said, hey, sarah, sarah.
That's maybe the smartest thing I've ever heard in my life.
How do you spell Syrah?
Yeah, how do you spell it?
Hey, Sally, how would that go there?
Oh, hey there, it's me, Lil Larry the Perv, the next generation. I'm horny.
Okay, that's a little too much. You gotta work on it.
You even found the line for Larry the Perv is offended and, like, horny. By your impression. Now, Larry.
Hey,
Larry.
Yeah, you can let Brett have a try at it if he wants.
Brett, would you like to try to join Larry the Perv?
I'll pass.
It's a straight up pass.
I don't need to join the extended universe.
The Perviverse. Now, Larry, what's your favorite album by Human League? What would be your favorite album by Human League? Would it be Dare? Is it the album Dare?
It's Dare.
It's Dare, right?
What's your favorite song by Gorillaz?
Yeah, now, if you're playing like that game Truth or Dare, which would you pick?
It depends on the situation.
Okay.
What's your favorite?
Hey, Tom, the four of us, we want to play Truth or Dare Dale on the phone.
Best show, hi.
So thank good.
Hey Tom, this is Greg from Ventura.
Greg from Ventura, California. Greg.
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. What's going on in Ventura tonight, Greg?
Nothing much. I just got home from work, made dinner for me and my wife.
Nice. What did you make?
Italian sausage with pasta and red sauce, some veggies, fresh garlic.
That sounds like an episode of The Sopranos, right? I think that's what Paulie Walnuts ate in that episode right before he got squished on Batman the Ride.
Wait, did that happen?
Yeah.
I didn't make it through.
No. Final third from last episode, Paulie Walnuts was chasing another mobster through Great Adventure, and someone turned on Batman the Ride, and he got squished.
That's sick.
Yeah. I'm going to just tell you this now because I consider you a friend. Yeah. That didn't happen. I don't want you to, like, say it in conversation. Like,
yeah, I saw
3 months from now, you'll, like, say that as, like, factually, and then people will look at you like...
3 months? I was about to announce it tomorrow morning when I walk into work.
It's just you'd be like... hey, I was watching The Sopranos, Leslie, to say as if you were actually watching it. Wasn't that a horrifying death for Paulie Walnuts?
It's a good amalgam. That's when a good impression of
it. He got squished on Batman the Ride.
When he was chasing the other mobster.
Somebody turn this thing up!
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh, my cousin!
Someone put Batman the Ride on my own! So, Greg... Have you ever been to New Jersey?
No, I haven't. But my dad has been there a few times. He likes it there.
He does? What brings him to New Jersey?
When he was working, he would have to go there for training. He was a helicopter pilot.
Okay, yes.
And I guess there was, like, training stuff out there.
I believe so, yes. Mm-hmm. So what do I have the pleasure of this call?
I just wanted to share with you today's birthdays. I don't know if you follow the birthdays for each day, but
I don't.
It's something that I'm kind of into.
All right. Who are some of today's birthdays? Right.
First up, Benjamin Harrison.
Benjamin Harrison, former president. Former president, not current president, Benjamin Harrison.
Yeah, former. Interestingly enough, yesterday was Bill Clinton's birthday. It's rare to get two presidents back-to-back. I always watch for that.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Good.
We also have H.P. Lovecraft.
Yes, famous author and eugenicist. H.P. Lovecraft.
We got Robert Plant.
Robert Plant, singer from the northern country in England, Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
Will not
David
reform
O.
the
Russell.
Band. David O. Russell, film director, famously screaming at
Lily Tomlin.
Yeah.
On the filming of I Heart Huckabees.
I love that clip.
What's that, Greg?
Do you like his movies?
Not really. Not a huge fan. I think I like some stuff, and I don't like other. What? Name some of his movies, and I'll go through the thing, and I'll say what I like. David
O. Russell. He did Huckabees. He did Three Kings.
Three Kings I like.
Joy. I like Joy.
Joy. No, that's terrible. That's the one where she invents a mop. You know, watch Jennifer Lawrence invent a mop for 2 hours? That's not
it's
a very
worth
good
it for
movie.
The scene when Bradley Cooper is like watching her on the TV stage. I thought that was pretty cool.
That's the one where he's just like, I want to watch you invent a mop. Right? I just wanted to watch you invent that mop. She's like, what?
Okay, no,
like, I just want to watch you make a mop.
And I have a birthday here for you that I think you're really going to be interested in.
Let's hear it.
Fred Durst.
Yeah, my guy. Red Hat.
Interesting, right? Him and Robert Plant, they were kind of similar.
Yes. They were, what one was to the 70s, the other one was to the 90s.
Thank you. I knew you would understand.
I'll say this. I would go, when I was in Los Angeles a few years ago, man, I'd go to that 101, the 101 diner, whatever you call it. I saw Fred mm-hmm. Durst there over and over, and I stared at him every time. I was thrilled to see him there.
I've worked with the man.
You've worked with him? On the millennial, the teens, Tips for Teens?
Yes.
The Derek Beckles show?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Yeah, that was fun.
He seems like a nice guy.
He seemed like
Derek Beckles seems like a nice guy. I know he's a nice Derek Beckles.
Derek Beckles is a nice guy.
Yeah, but Fred Durst seems. I'll say this: he's directed more movies than I have,
but not more than David O. Russell.
But not more than David O. Russell. No. But seriously, what would you rather listen to? Wilco or Limp Bizkit.
I guess Wilco.
That's a toss-up from me.
See, look, it's a split for Sally.
I really equally.
Greg says Wilco. Brett?
There's a nostalgia with Limp Bizkit there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was a part of the cultural conversation, whereas Wilco.
Woodstock 99. When he's got that crowd going like an ocean.
Yeah, he's like riding on a piece of...
And he gets on that piece of plywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's riding that thing on... Mm. Break your brother's face tonight. Right? It's all about the he said, she said. Right?
Yeah.
Think you better quit. Or you'll be living with the family.
See, we would rather listen
to
Limp Bizkit, it sounds like.
The people have spoken. You know who else liked Limp Bizkit a lot?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the WWE's favorite band in the whole world, Limp Bizkit!
All right, WrestleMania, get the hell up. You know what time it is. It's time to keep on rolling, baby.
Tell them, Fred. Throw your hands up. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. This is the original Vape from Touchdown City.
Oh, it's Vape from Touchdown City. What's up, man?
Well,
do you see how much more lively a call is rather than him calling? Because your name is Keith, right?
No, it's Vape.
No, what was your previous name?
John.
John. John from where?
Wichita.
John from Wichita. What would you rather me talk to? John from Wichita or Vape from Touchdown City? Last week we rebranded John from Wichita as Vape from Touchdown City. It's so much more exciting.
Oh, it's so good.
Vape, what's going down, so. Vape?
Well, I was really hoping that I could get your help with something.
You know, what's that, man?
Boy, this is... It's a lot to ask, but it would mean so much to me if you would help me with this meme.
Vape, whatever you need.
Oh, God. Okay, I just need you to say the phrase, I'm harder than a diamond.
That's not happening.
Oh.
That's not going to happen, Vape.
That was good,
well,
though.
Yeah.
I commend that.
You know what they ought to call you?
Don't insult.
Tom Fart King.
See? Don't insult
Vape?
Tom.
What?
You're out.
Yeah, absolutely. Forget that.
See, I'm going to rename somebody. Yeah, thank you. Very good, Sal. You can control yourself.
Thank you. I'm trying very hard.
Like when you're at work, do you like? Are you able to?
I work at Vice.
Oh,
so it's
that garbage dump.
Exactly.
What is it like? Where?
A lot of me, just clones
uh-huh.
of me.
Uh-huh.
So mayonnaise plates all over the place.
Sure, and you have to go through that. Like, you know what I really liked when I went to those Vice offices?
Oh, yeah, you were there.
The bathrooms. I thought the bathrooms were very accommodating.
You're being facetious.
Yes, I am.
I don't know what was wrong with the bathrooms. Fine.
They were just like it was like open troughs or something. Yeah. And I was just like, yeah, I think I can wait.
We do have pigs to come in and snarf up the excrement.
I said, I think I can wait. Like,
there are just too many stalls, yeah. And it is
disgusting.
There's just too many stalls.
It was disgusting. But you guys had like a cool board you could put letters on.
Oh, that was bad when it was that.
That was cool when that was there, when those, what's-his-faces were there, the two funny guys who they didn't
Jesus
pay.
And Marrow.
Yes.
Who were not rightfully getting... are gone and are getting paid well and now have writers, and it's great.
Yes.
I'm proud.
Just like, hey, guys, write a half hour.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. We're just not, the two of you.
Yeah, we're going to pay you nothing.
They paid them something. They paid them for the network was reasonable, but they didn't give them any writers. So they should have been paying them a writer's salary plus their hosting salary.
Look, you're a company flack.
Yeah, I know.
Right? You know who I like over advice is Gavin McGinnis. I think he's great. What's he up to these days?
Did you know that Brett and I had Gavin McGinnis on one of the earliest Macaulay Culkin shows?
And guess whose fault it was?
It was my fault. Mm-hmm. But it was before all the bad stuff.
Please. We might have a different definition of what the bad stuff is.
It was like, you know, he hadn't said the...
So you mean the hate crime.
He didn't do hate crimes yet.
Yeah, he didn't do hate crimes yet, but he was still doing the bad stuff.
Well, yeah, and I called him my... I introduced him onto the show, and I was like, I called him my idol.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Wow. Can you believe it?
Single worst guest I've ever seen. Not just on my comedy show, but any comedy show.
Be careful. You'll get doxxed.
He was the worst guest on... I mean, because on Big Bang Theory, you had a lot of people on Big Bang. Bob Newhart would do things on Big Bang. That's a good guess. So you have a higher bar for that stuff is when you consider
Gavin had a weird run on Big Bang Theory.
Uh-huh. But then you had on the thing with, what's his face, trapped in the house with the ghost. Two ghosts.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sure.
Pat. Best hot dog in New Jersey. What is it? Where is it?
Rutt's Hut.
Now, where's Rutt's Hut again?
Fred's laughing. You're both laughing.
Because he just said Rutt's Hut. Rutt's Hut. Got zero reaction.
Rutt's Hut. It's in, God, what is it? Paramus? Or is it?
It's a Clifton.
Clifton.
Yeah, it's a Clifton.
Dudio.
Yeah.
No, it can't be Clifton there.
No, that's part of Clifton.
What's the best hot dog in West Virginia?
Where'd
that be? Sheets?
That's going to be Hardee's.
Hardee's?
Yeah, okay. You want to get a slaw dog from Hardee's. Yeah.
Okay. Just head on over to Hardee's.
Head on over to Hardee's. Uh-huh. In fact, go in the morning, get a biscuit, sit, wait for lunch to start, mm-hmm. then get the hot dog.
Ooh.
Sounds like someone's figured out the LTD.
Yeah, those were my weekends.
Yeah, someone's living the dream.
Yeah.
How mad on a scale of 1 to 10 do you get, Sally, when you see those old-timers at McDonald's just burning time in the morning, milking that one cup of coffee?
Absolutely furious. I'm talking 40, 50 years old.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, though.
I would say about a 7 because I can get pretty hot.
Sure. How mad do you get at that coffee shop near your workplace where it's $9 a cup of coffee and you have to wait 40 minutes to pay for it?
I would say about a 1 on the scale. Doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother you.
You pay for, you know, what you get, which mm-hmm. is a fantastic drinking experience.
Sure. Where there's, you can look at like an art book.
Yeah.
Like that place where it's just like, hey, it's going to take 40 minutes to get this coffee, but help yourself to a 75-pound art book.
They have one of those.
No tables.
They have one of those. No tables. Nowhere to rest your drink. You have to hold it. But then they do have all of 2017's New Yorkers.
Sure.
So you can peruse through those at your leisure.
You read about what happened with Trump.
Yeah.
Right?
Or like or a fun think piece about headbands.
A fun think piece. A think piece about headbands.
Yeah, like what they do for a woman. They sure. pull your hair out of your eyes. They make you clearer, focused.
Best show, hi. Hello? No?
Hi, it's Sean from Riverdale. Sorry.
Sean from Riverdale. What's up in Riverdale, Sean?
Usually skunks, dog poop, old people. You know, not to, you know, not to come down on the neighborhood, but.
Yeah. Now, where's Riverdale again?
It's in the Bronx.
Okay. That's where Archie is from, right? Doesn't Archie?
Archie, Jughead.
Because that show now, there's that show Riverdale, yeah. which is like Dirty Archie, right?
It's the sexy Archie.
Yeah.
yeah.
With murder, Luke, well, rest in peace, Luke Perry.
Yes.
Of course.
When he was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. He had a small part
Luke
of
Perry
that.
Was, that's a spoiler. Come on, Tom.
Oh, stop it. This movie's been out for a month.
There's billboards with Luke Perry's face on it.
Literally a poster out in public of it. And anyway, if you could look at, that is not a spoiler that an actor is in a movie.
I know, but, you know, I guess I'm not the Luke Perry fan that I thought I was, so.
Apparently not. But you, so you don't know what happens in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Should I ruin it?
I think I do. No, I looked it up because I was outraged.
But you didn't look up that Luke Perry was it. You looked up the end of the movie.
That's insane.
Yeah, I was more concerned with, you know, the savagery and all that. But I didn't
look, I'm not going to ruin the movie and see it. All I'm going to say is that dog better win an Oscar. Right?
Yeah, Sayuri as Brandy.
Yeah. That dog is one of the best dog.
Really was. That it was
dog,
amazing.
Yeah. That dog moved the cause of pit bulls forward, mm-hmm. and I was proud to be a pit bull lover when I saw that dog in that movie. I was like, you keep going, Sayuri.
That's as nice. Brandy.
Was he a hero?
Apparently somebody didn't read that much of a
so
spoiler.
So bizarre. Why did
you weirdo?
Why did you read if you didn't read about the dog?
Yes. So what do you want? What do you got to say, my friend?
Oh, so I had a few things to say, but I was calling. I know it's at the end of the night, but I had a few for the topic.
Well, give me a couple. Give me the best.
All right. So Kevin Arnold's dad from The Wonder Years.
Yeah, that is a pretty good one. This is what I'm going to put. This is who I didn't put on the list yet. First of all, the dad on Wonder Years we're putting at 36. That guy was always mad. Scared me.
Hey, Tom, and I know you hate when people, like, do bits. Can I just do, like for nostalgia's sake, can I just do Kevin Arnold's dad?
You want to do an impression of Kevin Arnold's dad on Wonder Years? Yes, please.
Yeah, it's going to be terrible, but okay. Kevin, get in the house. Wayne, meet me in the garage.
All right. That guy's got the spirit of it. I get it.
Good effort. Yeah.
But I'm putting him at 36. I'm putting at 5. The dad on Alf.
Oh, that's true.
That dude hated Alf so much. He would
Was he mad? Was he mad? I'm sorry, I'm interrupting.
No, he was the guy who would be just like, because Alf would be like, "Hey, Willie, I accidentally left the stove on," and then he'd be like, "Alf, why did you?" He'd just be like, "Alf, why are you doing it while I'm doing it? Get off my phone." He'd just be like, "Alf, I told you not to go in the kitchen and touch anything in the kitchen, Alf. Why would you do that, Alf? Come on, Willie. We're trying to have fun, Willie. Alf." And his face would be like purple.
Yeah.
He'd be like purple. He'd be like literally. And that guy actually, in real life, Max Wright, had like a drug problem.
Yeah.
In real life, I think it was because of Alf. I think Alf...
He internalized the rage.
I think he had to put that somewhere.
Yeah, if you have to fake that much anger, you really start being angry at some point.
Yeah, that guy had everything.
Just like Legend.
He had a beautiful wife and children.
Alf, man.
But he also had an alien.
He had an alien in his house, and he couldn't, I mean, he couldn't roll with that.
Yeah, please.
If you had an alien in your house, you tell me you couldn't roll with a few curveballs?
If any of us would be so blessed.
I got to look this up on see if there's clips of this guy. Alf Dad. Yeah, look up. This is what happens when I go to YouTube. I type in Alf Dad first thing. Alf Dad crack. Alf Dad smoking crack.
Aww.
Alf Dad died. Pretty bleak.
No, that made me so sad.
Best of Alf. Alf, there's Alf bloopers. Let's see. Let's hear what this guy doing this thing.
Does it have anything to do with you wearing Kate's red pumps?
No.
Why would you say something like that?
Oh. His heart broke.
I'm an instigator.
Dad, tell us what you did.
No.
Oh, please, I really want to know.
Well, when I was 17, I hopped a freight train. I took it right straight across the whole country.
Here goes Al.
You're kidding.
Al's not going to be able to resist.
What'd you do for money?
I did odd jobs. I washed dishes. I played the piano in a honky-tonk place in Texas.
Does Mom know about all this?
Oh, yeah, sure, but she doesn't want me to talk about it, though. She doesn't want you and Brian getting any ideas.
Ruin it up.
How come? Well, she doesn't want them hopping trains. How come? Well, that's not something you want your children to do. How come? I don't know. It's just Kate laying down these arbitrary rules.
See? Alf, man.
That's very frustrating.
Alf? He does need a little perspective on this. You got the gift of an alien in your house.
I would be so excited.
All Alf did was talk. He never ate a cat. He didn't eat cats.
Just keeping them on their toes.
Yeah. I think he said exactly. It's just tough talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you put a cat in front of Alf, you're like, here, dig in.
You got to stay in the house.
Start making excuses. Yeah. Well, I can't eat that cat. I get it.
He's learning humor.
I'm not very hungry right now. I could do Alf on an Alf reboot, right? Hey, what's up?
I think that would probably be the first choice.
Me?
Yeah.
You hey, Willie. What's going on?
If someone were to send you like an authentic Alf puppet, let's say, would that become part of the show?
I don't think so. I think I'm going to respectfully resist the urge to start doing Alf on the show.
But if someone were to send it to you.
Why, do you have one?
I don't have one, but I'm sure there's someone listening that might have access to one.
Yeah. Alf. I'll just start doing scenes with
me. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom, what's going on? Alf, why are you interrupting me? I'm doing the best show right now, Alf.
Yeah, never take your teeth apart.
Alf. Yeah. Man. Guy's got to get a little bit of perspective. It's an alien. At least sell them, right? At least bring people or rent them out. Like, not rent them out, but they can put shows on or whatever. Want to see the alien, say, $100.
Yeah, right. Touch the alien.
Yeah, you can pet Alf. Tell me you wouldn't want to pet Alf?
I would love to.
Would you rather want to pet, Alf or Detective Pikachu?
Detective Pikachu, right? Recently. Sorry, he's so cute. Alf is ugly.
That little hat.
So cute.
I can't handle that little hat.
It's really, really cute. Brett's don't you want to...
It's like Brett's hat.
That's gross. I was going to say, don't you want to snuggle it? And Brett's then like I Detective thought Pikachu. Of Brett and I got grossed out.
Isn't Brett like Detective Pikachu?
Absolutely
a bit?
Not. He's nothing like Detective Pikachu. It's disgusting.
I just start like changing in your mind's eye.
I'm nauseous now.
When that Detective Pikachu had that fuzzy little yellow fur and he's got that little, the idea that he said, I'm going to be a detective now, when he puts a little hat on my head, it's the cutest thing I ever saw in my life.
It's really cute.
He just literally said, well, if I'm going to solve this mystery, I got to get a little Sherlock Holmes hat.
Yeah, and he found one in the right size.
He found one. No, one size too small.
Oh, you're correct.
He found one size too small.
So it's perched atop.
He knew what he was doing.
He trots around with his little detective hat on.
Yeah.
Oh, and he drank his little cups of coffee. That's did you see the movie?
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, I saw
you didn't watch any Brett shows.
No, but I saw Chris Detective Gethard. Pikachu. Yeah.
You didn't watch any of the shows that your best friend wrote and starred in?
Not so much, no. But but I've seen Detective Pikachu.
I think I just got to link up with the franchise is really the key.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Exactly. Well, you had Big Bang Theory, and that's one, and you didn't stick with that. You could have stuck with the baseball thing, which, you know, is probably more seasonal than anything, which also could have tied into the specials, which are seasonal. So with those specials, it was what? Easter, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we tried to make every day a special. It wasn't so
4th of July, Halloween, Thanksgiving.
There was
Christmas.
No holiday aspect of the special.
Well, we did do all of those things.
I guess we did all those holidays, but we did the days of
Halloween, Christmas. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of Christmas.
Sure. Best show. Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you there.
Good. Hello?
Best show. Hi.
Hi, it's Jansen from Rochester.
Jansen from Rochester. This is Rochester, New York.
Exactly. Home of,
say it.
Garbage plate and
garbage plates.
A guy from the mountain goats.
And Peter from the mountain goats.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I didn't want to.
Well, it's not like you
look at the phone. I think this might have passed me by, but were you guys at some point talking about New Jersey's best?
Yeah, we were. What's the best from New Jersey? Like, what in your mind is the best?
Right. So I'm thinking Italian Ice, and I'm thinking Weezer's Italian.
Weezer's Italian Ice?
Yeah, so I'm not – it sounds like most of you guys are from North Jersey. I'm not sure how far it goes up. But Weezer's Italian Ice was a truck that used to drive around the middle of New Jersey.
Okay.
Monmouth County, sure.
Monmouth County?
Yep.
That's where Sally went to school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Monmouth University. That's also where I went to school.
And it's also where the kid went in Blinded by the Light.
Yeah. And also, can you name another?
From Monmouth School?
Dante Hicks' girlfriend in Clerks.
From Clerks, that's right.
With a name checked in there, yeah.
That's right. When he's like, why are you doing it? I just wanted to play hockey today. Isn't it great he's redoing Masters of the Universe now, Kevin Smith? That's very exciting. It'd be great to watch He-Man talk for 5 minutes.
Does Brian O'Halloran get a nice cameo in that?
What's that?
Brian O'Halloran, will he get a nice cameo?
I hope he brings both of the dudes back, Brian O'Halloran and Jeff Anderson.
Some, like, mutant or something.
Steve Dave. I hope he can get Steve Dave in there. And you're from New Jersey. You're from New Jersey. Both of you from New Jersey. I'm from New Jersey. How do we feel about that being one of our ambassadors? How do we feel about Kevin Smith as an ambassador of the state?
I think it's accurate, but it's not prideful.
Sally, you might have just summed the whole thing I've been chasing for 20 years. You might have just summed up in one sentence. Accurate, but not prideful. Six words. I think it's accurate, but not prideful. Wow. Suddenly I feel like mission accomplished.
I mean, you did go on a crusade, you and Mike, for about a couple of decades.
Yeah, there was a couple of points where Mike literally got Kevin Smith to call the show because Mike was actively harassing him on a message board, message board, to where Kevin Smith put Mike in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's right. He was.
Yeah, I gotta say though, good point. You guys were right.
I just wanted to play hockey. Hey, what's up? Me and Jay. Now they got that reboot coming out now. Where it's like, hey, it's me and Silent Bob. I don't know. And that's a rough one. I'll still see it. I'll still say one for Jay and Silent Bob reboot, please. And it will be one for it.
I know.
That's a solo endeavor. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right, thanks.
Let's take the final call tonight. Best show, hi. Welcome.
Oh, g'day, g'day, Tom. It's Patrick from Western Australia.
Patrick from Australia, and this is Patrick. You are from Perth.
You nailed it, mate.
That's right. Perth is the home of...
over there?
Who's from Perth again? Tell me who's from Perth,
Patrick. ACDC originally.
Right?
Yep. Oh, that's it. Getting my blood pumped.
And there's a statue of Angus Young in Perth.
Bon Scott.
Well, Bon Scott, which is the correct statue to have.
Yeah.
in my hometown. It's the he looks like a hobbit on a Marshall stack.
Look, I've talked about this already ad nauseum, but that dude was the greatest front man any band has ever had. A complete maniac wearing. You have to have a certain kind of confidence to say, you know what I'm going to wear on stage? A vest. Just a vest and nothing else. Like, to be like a guy and just go like, I think I'm going to just wear this vest. Like, you're going to wear a shirt? No, of course not. Just a vest.
Yeah, especially in Perth in the mid, like, late 1970s. It's kind of a death wish, really. Yeah,
like a denim vest you would have, right? Am I wrong on that?
Yeah.
I got to look for pictures of Bon
Scott. Denim, more like a little leather vest, like a S&M Aladdin kind of vibe to it.
Yeah, I'm like, look at, like, he would wear, because I'm looking here, a lot of denim, though. He had a lot of denim, he had a denim vest, and sometimes he'd have, like, a little leopard pattern vest, but the denim one is the one he really had, or he'd just be shirtless on stage.
Hmm.
Right? And then he died. How old was he when he died? 27?
I think he was 20, is he in the 27 club? I think he is.
I don't know. Then they got that other guy.
Vomit.
That other guy, man, that guy with the little newsies hat, right?
Yep.
His little newsies. He's the opposite of Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Detective Pikachu. If Detective Pikachu put on like a newsies hat, no.
Small difference, but makes a big difference.
And he's also just the
Make
right
too,
size.
With a
too,
hologram
right?
Detective Pikachu fronting them now, actually. I'd go and say that.
Isn't that the other... Just 1 second, Patrick. Detective Pikachu is literally just the right size.
He's per... I mean, when you look at him, you need to wrap your arms around him.
Yeah. And he wouldn't be too heavy, but he mm-hmm. wouldn't be too insubstantial.
Yeah.
He could hang on your shoulder. You'd feel the weight of him on your shoulder.
Yep.
But he could hop off, too, and it wouldn't be a big deal.
Yep.
I'm telling you. I take Detective Pikachu over Alf 10 times out of 10.
Yeah. Same. Most aliens.
What is Alf?
Alf is an alien life form. It's actually an acronym.
Did he eat cats? Is that his thing?
He said he ate cats. I question that.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay.
So in what do you have for me tonight, Patrick?
Well, a couple of things. I want to say hi to Brett first.
Hello.
Brett, haven't talked to him in a while.
Yes, I know. It's been a bit.
What was that, Brett?
I just said it's been a bit.
Because you used to come, Patrick, you went up to Brett's show, right?
Yeah. I was did a couple of things for the special there.
Did an incredibly specific Australian, or like a regional Australian humor.
Were you sad when it like, got canceled? Or when Brett stopped doing it?
Yeah, it was heartbreaking to watch via Australia's very slow internet. Mm-hmm. From my little hometown, especially because, like, you know, when I left, Brett said to me, like, I want you to go back to Australia, and I want you to set up like a foreign correspondence office. And I spent like $50,000 building a set, and then the next thing I hear, the show's off the air, and that's that.
I forgot I'd begun franchising the show in several countries.
Well, yeah,
it happens. It's like The Office. It was like your version of The Office.
Yeah.
Brett is my Ricky Gervais. That's how I've always seen him.
Yes.
I'm a lot of people's Ricky Gervaises for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah.
So you were a fan of Sally on the Brett Davis thing when she would do her Baron Trump impression, right? Impression.
Thank you.
Impression.
Thank you.
You
it
know,
is.
A real
and a beautiful
send up
singing voice.
Thank you, Patrick.
Yes.
Amazing. Singing The Phantom with Nick Nanny. I still have... I guess you could call them dreams about it.
Now, Patrick, you've met me and you've met Nick.
Yeah.
Who'd win in that fight?
Oh. I think when I first met you.
I think it's a coin flip.
I was taken aback at, like, the kind of, like, aura of power you gave off, if you know what I mean. Because most comedians, you know... Mm-hmm. There's just a sense that, like, we could
stoop shoulders,
be killed by, like, a slight breeze.
Staring down at their chest, right? Can't even meet your eyes. It's like a dog. Your dog can't meet a human's eyes. Dog will always fold. Man versus dog, you lock eyes with a dog always looks away first.
Yeah. Tom's making people who would not have survived in any other century, like we would have died of diphtheria 150 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. So,
easily.
And when I say man, I mean any human. I mean everybody can look at a dog and the dog will fold. Huh. It's true. But that's what the average East Coast comedian is like, right?
Yes.
The non-stand-up variety.
But I've performed next to Nick Nanny a couple of times as well, though.
So say that again now, Patrick.
I've performed with Nick Nanny a couple of times. Like I've shared a couch with him.
Okay.
And he likewise has this very immense aura around him of just like physicality.
Exactly.
It's like Nick.
He's taller than I am. Nick's taller than I am. Huh. Right?
I think you could beat him, though.
I think you might be the same height.
Interesting. This,
unless Nick was dressed like the Phantom.
There's only one way we can settle this. We're going to take it to the special. We're going to do this live on the special.
Oh, it's a good idea.
Can you book us on the special, Brent?
Yeah. I have a special or special AU.
Yes.
U.S. Special U.S.
Come on. We need something. We need an event.
But look, I don't want to hear any of the Rumble laundry down under. Talk. Because the laundry thing. And now look, you've been waiting for somebody to say this a long time. You're all but asking me to say this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say it. We get it. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Brett, can I say something about the laundry
show?
Podcast?
Has Dudio been on the laundry show?
He has, yes.
And Pat's obviously been on because that is a major plot point.
Yeah, Pat had a benchmark,
big arc.
What's Pat's plot point?
Oh, don't tell her.
Yeah. Why don't you take a
look? Why don't you listen for one? Listen to your best friend's
They're
show.
All free.
Is there like a Wikipedia for it?
There is a guide.
There's, okay. there's
right,
stuff
no
that
problem.
Spells it out.
I'll just read that. Thank you.
Because it's like, look, have I heard every episode? No, I haven't. But when I was going to do it again, I caught up on it. Figured I'd see what was going on.
If he invited me back on, I might do that.
Well, there's probably a reason why he doesn't invite you back on.
No.
Is because he knows it's like, oh, I can feel the disinterest coming off of my best friend like an aura.
No.
Has What's-His-Face been on it? Home Alone Man?
No.
No.
No?
It's a matter of time, though.
Before he's on talking about...
I'm going to add his name to the title of the show.
If you switch the name of your thing to Macaulay Culkin's podcast for laundry, that would be the funniest thing. And look, I'm not going to say it on this. You were saddled with a nickname on the episode we did, and that nickname seems to be sticking somewhat.
It's followed me. It's followed me around a bit. Yeah.
It's a play on the name Yakov Smirnoff.
Oh, but you can't say it on this podcast, but you'll say it on the other podcast.
This is filthy. This is for families. This show is family friendly. Brett's is clearly.
Does Smirnoff
explicit.
Stay?
Yeah, okay. Yakov. It rhymes with Yakov.
I got that part, but I was wondering if it's a fun.
No, it's not that fun actually. Patrick, anything you want to say before we?
I was going to talk about New Jersey.
Let's hear it.
Well, I'm coming to it as a foreigner. You know, I went to Jersey properly for the first time last year.
Mm-hmm.
Mutual friend of Brett and mine, Jess Ellis, took me out to her farm somewhere in those woods where the guys from The Sopranos try to kill that Russian guy, like around there.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of vibe.
Out in the Pine Barrens.
Yeah,
the Pine Barrens. I don't know. Probably not, though. But she took me to Perth Amboy so I could see the Perth of New Jersey.
And it brought you home, a little bit of home, huh? Perth Amboy?
It really did. It really did. It had that same sense of, if I lived here, how would I leave here? Which is the most Perth thing in the world.
Yeah, that's... I'm trying to think who's from Perth Amboy. Was Skid Row from... I think Skid Row might have been from Perth Amboy.
Maybe. He lives in Monmouth County now. He lives in Tinton Falls.
Sebastian Bach does.
Yeah.
Family friend.
Yes.
True. Yeah.
It felt like a set. Like an old Western set almost.
Well, first
every,
of all, Dave,
every shop front.
Dave Snake Sabo from Skid Row was born in Perth Amboy.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you want to know who was trying to get out of Perth Amboy, Patrick, it was Skid Row.
And they got out?
Although technically they were formed in Tom's River, according to Wikipedia.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, where's the Skid Row in Tom's River?
I don't know. Take it up with Dave Snake Sabo. Once you get him on the laundry show. On Macaulay Culkin's Laundry Podcast. Yeah. All right, Patrick, I got to say goodnight, my friend.
All right. Night, Tom. Night, guys.
Goodnight.
Well, this was a fun show. Was this fun tonight, Brett?
It was great.
It's fun. It's always great to have you here. And Sally, it was so nice to have you as a part of the show, finally.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Sally, you understand this. Anytime you want to come on the show, you come on the
nice.
Show.
That's anytime. Nice. Anytime. What if I call in as Larry the Perv of the Next Generation?
You do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You call in, you do whatever you want.
Some more cerebral, slow-paced
yeah.
Larry.
Yeah, yeah.
And Brett, you know, of course, you have the eternal green light
to
do whatever you want. You know that. I'm just reiterating it, though.
I appreciate it.
You're one of my favorites. You're a Robin to my Batman.
Okay.
That's so sweet.
A reward.
And then Mike would be Alfred.
Right? Alfred.
Wow.
Mike would be Alfred.
This is good.
Right? Yes. And so it's an honor. All kidding aside, I know we tease. It is such an exciting thing to watch you become the very funny person you have become.
Thank you.
And it is any small part I was able to play in that is a privilege.
Well, this is always, as a longtime fan, weekly listener, it's always a privilege to be on.
Oh, you're sweet to say that, and you can come on anytime you want. And thank you, Pat.
We should plug the next McCullough.
Of course, no, we're gonna plug it.
Okay,
Pat, thank you. Dudio, thank you.
September.
Yeah. When is the next Macaulay Culkin show?
Follow us, Brett Davis RIP.
Yeah, or Punk Rock SNL. It's
one of us will post.
It's probably the third Sunday in September.
Okay,
at Rubelod.
Yes, at Rubelod.
Mm-hmm.
The Which special is, ones are at the Bell House.
Yeah.
We're bringing it back down.
Yeah, we're bringing right. it. This place yeah. has dolls stapled to the ceiling. Oh, yeah. Boy, you're going to love it.
Yeah. Yeah, this the closest you're going to get on this one is going to be who would come by for this one.
Well, Tom and Chris Gethard are going to do two prov for about 45 minutes up top.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Let me know how that goes. maybe you get Rappaport, Michael Rappaport.
Oh, yeah, remember that?
We did a show
where... We did talk to him.
I think I told you about this, but the goal of the show is to get Michael Rappaport to the venue to fight me.
Well, that's right.
And yeah. we got so close.
Yeah, uh-huh. It was like, really close.
He was on his way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was crazy.
I worked with him on a commercial.
Oh, and how was that?
It was fun. He was a very nice guy, and he
really?
Said to me, he's like... He was just like, you and me, we're not done yet. We're not done. That's how it ended. He
and
said,
you
we're
said,
not done. Said,
yeah,
we
are.
Be done. So I'm going to say thank you, Sally Burdnick.
Thank you,
Brett Davis.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And this Thursday, I believe it's this Thursday, I think X-Hex are playing in Asbury Park, one of my favorite bands. And let's take a listen to something from their new album, It's Real, which came out on... Merge. We're playing all the stuff on Merge tonight. How about that? It came out earlier this year on Merge. We're going to hear the song Good Times by X-Hex. Beck Show back next week. I think we're going to have our guest in studio. We'll have Julie Klausner should be here, hopefully. We'll figure that out. But Beck Show back next week. Bye.